This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
More serious now.
Doogie.
It's only going to get worse.
Dieter.
Why?
Charlie.
What a bitch she is.
And Jeffrey.
My brain gets short-circuited.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Friday, January 11th, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. That's how you get a hold of us. You can give us a call at that number. Text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can also tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That comes into the studio in real time as well. But the best way, give us a call. 866-967-6837. Is Jeffrey here today?
Yeah, he's just sitting in the office. He hasn't said a word.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not in the hall?
No.
The show started, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I walked right past him. He didn't say anything.
What's he doing
in the office?
He's
just sitting there.
Hmm.
Staring at a blank screen.
The computer's not even on?
Wait, Nance, don't.
No, it was on, but he was just staring at it. Wasn't moving at all, wasn't scrolling.
Still, just...
Isn't that strange? It's definitely out of it.
He's like on his email now. He just pulled up his email back there.
Does he have headphones on?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no idea.
Send him an email.
Jay
LaRoque. Yo, show started.
All right.
Well, he usually walks with you and Dieter. Like, you guys walk in together.
Well, he's always very concerned that Dieter's going to miss the start of the show. He's like, Dieter, show starting.
Yeah, he usually tells me, but today, I don't know if he didn't have any coffee yet.
Oh, look at
there
that.
He comes. Welcome. Well,
hey. Wow, he is out of it.
Yeah. What's going on?
Did you sleep last night?
No, I got distracted. Donald Trump was answering a CNN reporter's question regarding this wall he wants to build, and he's getting into a conflict of like what he's trying to say, which is better, which material is better, either wall or either concrete or steel, that kind of stuff.
When was that?
Huh?
When was that?
I was just watching the video right now from CNN, and I was trying to get into my Gmail so I can email it to Charlie so we could use it on the Friday Leftovers if you think it's funny.
Oh yeah.
So, sorry about that.
That sounds funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Steel or concrete?
Is
what do you think?
A week ago?
I don't know if it's from a week ago, but it just caught my attention, and I thought it was kind of funny the way Donald Trump is trying to... You know, he's in the real estate business, not construction.
Somehow Jeffrey was late for work and he got here 40 minutes ago.
No, I've been here. I just wasn't down on Skid Row at the start of the show, so my bad. So I was trying to see if I can make a, you know, and then the other big thing I was reading is that Michael Cohen, Trump's private attorney, is going set to testify before Congress on February 7th.
Mallory writes an email. I wasn't going to write this email, hoping that after the break, everyone would have made these resolutions on their own. However, since no one has decided to partake in resolutions, I thought I would come up with some for you. Rover, stop complaining about Trump every 5 minutes, she says.
Yeah,
every
timing.
5 minutes.
That was funny.
Doogie, stop saying ew after anything sexual comes up. Dieter, stop being so private with your personal life and just be funny. Charlie, grow a pair, be a man, get in the cage and stop crying like a little bitch about it. Jeffrey, where can I start? Smile, shower, hydrate, attempt to love your children, stop sucking off the teat of the government and your listeners. Snits, speak louder. Nads, quit the show.
Read the last line. It's
if everyone upholds these, I think it will be a great year for everyone. XOXO, and welcome new listeners. You'll understand soon if you haven't already. Here's someone who writes, that was an awesome interview with Brad Williams. Could you send this interview to the Oscar people? Hear me out. Number one, he's a little person and a comedian, so he has enormous latitude to say whatever he wants. Number two, the audience, especially those tired of Hollywood or ultra offended, are craving to hear about all the need to work out comedy material, Kevin Hart's growth, Scarlett Johansson's trans role, Bryan Cranston's wheelchair, etc., etc. All points that the majority of people would adore him for saying. But for most people, we can't speak about it because we're not in any big disadvantage in life. Well, I don't know if Brad Williams will be hosting the Oscars anytime. But
I got freaked out yesterday when I was looking at Brad with these computer monitors. I could just see his head.
Yeah.
And he has a completely normal head.
Normal size head.
Almost right. A little bit bigger. And then you look at the monitors and you see him sitting in the couch and his body. It was freaking me out because I was seeing almost two different people. At first, I'm just like, oh, he's a normal dude. And then I looked up on the screen. I'm like, oh, my God, I forget that he says little man.
Yeah, he. I wonder how tall he is. What is his height?
4'4", from what I read.
That seems tall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
I would think he was half of me. He was like 3'2".
Yeah. 4'4", are you sure?
I think that's what I read.
Yeah, it says it online.
Okay. Cassie writes, I'm writing because my husband is a huge fan. Sex and your show are his two favorite things. We recently renovated a 7,000 square foot historic bowling alley in our town into what we now call Zassy's Tap Room and Home Decor. We cater to the 25 to 55 year old nightlife. There you go. I'm writing because my husband tells me you would love our place. He really thinks you'd love us and our town, too. People are hardcore drinkers here. Anyhow, basically, she wants us to come visit.
And party there.
That means Jeffrey will be there probably
email
tonight.
Jeffrey, what's his email?
J.LaRoque.
J.LaRoque@att.net.
Got it.
Okay. Email him. He will probably swing by. Just don't tell him you're married. Although that doesn't really stop him either. Brendan says, Rover, I'm from New Jersey. I've seen how Jeffrey snaps at Doogie when he talks and how Doogie stands up for him all the time. A coworker of mine and I had a thought that JLR and Doogie are sleeping with each other.
Mm.
Same age.
Perfect match.
Yeah. Same hygiene.
Both motivated. Same hygiene, correct. Same beard.
I don't think so, because, Doogie, number one, you're such a germaphobe, you wouldn't touch me with a 10-foot kettle prod. Second of all, you want a guy that's rich. So I don't fit your qualifications. So
you'll be rich
that's
in about
not the case.
2 months. You'll have
some money. Tax refund, you'll be rich.
No, she wants a guy that's filthy rich, you know, that just can suck off the money.
Months.
I'm not that person.
Filthy.
From March to mid-April, you are the wealthiest man here.
Yes.
No, I'm not, Ned.
If you guys went to the same high school, Jeffrey, would you guys have dated?
No.
Why not?
Because she'd probably be the popular girl, and I'll probably wind up being the unpopular dork, so.
Okay. Beverly writes, forever stamps do not cost more. If you would purchase stamps today at one price, you can use them tomorrow, even if the price goes up. All stamps say forever in them. Is that true? That didn't used to be true. Can you not buy a regular stamp now?
Man, I haven't bought stamps in forever. I don't know.
Dude. Because that certainly was not the case. Forever stamps always cost
more,
a little bit more than a regular stamp.
A book of stamps. I just bought a Christmas book of stamps. And it wasn't forever.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
They had an amount on there?
Huh?
Did they have an amount on there? Or?
Yeah, they have regular stamps.
It's like 12. Yeah, it was like 12 bucks or something for.
So Beverly's wrong, then, right? Is she? I thought
not
that this
only
was
forever.
I thought
stamps.
That this was a commonly known thing about forever stamps. At least when they introduced forever stamps, and for many many years after, they cost more than a regular postage
correct.
Stamp.
Which is the
when
point.
They introduced forever stamps, I think that the cost of mailing a letter was about 29 cents. When they introduced forever stamps. So you could buy a regular stamp for 29 cents. Or you could buy a forever stamp for 34 cents.
Which is the point.
And you go, well, why would I pay more?
Right.
Well, because you could hold on to those for 50 years until the price goes up to what postage is right now, 50 cents or whatever.
Right.
And that stamp is still good.
But I see stamps here. You can still buy like 1 cent stamp.
Sure.
10 cents, but
yes, yeah, for different weights.
But if they're all forever, but for, if all of them are forever, then why would they have to sell these 1 cent, 5 cent ones? Because you only ever use those when you tack on some extra postage to get to whatever the stamp price is at the
well,
time.
Well, that would be a forever stamp gives you the cost of the first class postage right now.
Uh-huh.
Now, a 1 cent stamp is going to be worth 1 cent. Forever, obviously. Just yeah. like you could buy a first-class stamp today for 50 cents, and if it goes up, if the cost of, if it goes to 55 cents, your 50-cent stamp is still going to be good, but you got to add 5 cents to it, unless you have a forever stamp. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Patrick writes, are you kidding me, Jeffrey? No Christmas for your kids? And then the money that Jeffrey's kids get, they have to buy their own clothes with it. What a piece of trash. My kids are 19 and 13, and they opened for hours. Plus, I don't get a $10,000 tax return, a group of people who pay for everything like Jeffrey has with you guys. Maybe instead of BJs from the elderly or strip clubs, have a damn Christmas for your kids, Jeffrey. You are a giant piece of trash.
Well, here's the thing. My kids got gift cards from my parents, and they use that money for themselves. So,
and so their idea when they got these gift cards was to buy socks and underwear with them?
No, they have all that stuff. My son wanted some new jeans, and my parents gave him a gift, you know, gave them a gift card. It's what my parents give all the grandchildren for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to go, and that's how he wanted to spend his money, and I took him to Target, and he picked out what he wanted.
So out of all the stuff in Target, he goes, I want new jeans. He didn't want any gadgets or toys or anything.
No, I mean, he's into skinny jeans now.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, he's very specific on the style of jeans he wants.
Okay.
Super tight?
Not super tight, but, I mean, he's off the Risperdal now, which is like, which that's why he's a lot thinner than he was. Mm. So now he's able to fit him. He said he doesn't want to get fat. That's what Risperdal does.
Good.
Hmm. How many grams?
What is Risperdal?
It's a prescription medication that's designed to sort of tire you out, make you sleep, and one of the side effects is it causes weight gain. Uh-huh. You know, unintended weight gain, and he just stopped taking it because of that, and now we have my melatonin.
Ah, trying the natural route.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, nothing wrong with that, and you can get over the counter.
How many grandkids are there?
There are 6 grandkids.
Wow, that's
my
parent. Cool.
Both of my brothers have 2 daughters.
Oh, that's cool. How old are they? Are they older? Younger?
My older brother, his oldest daughter is about ready to graduate from high school.
Okay,
she's the same age as Valerie.
Oh, that's neat. That's cool. Do they ever see cousins? Like, do they all get together?
Yeah, we all get together at family gatherings.
That's neat.
So,
Chris writes, I was listening to the aftermath from the other day. Jeffrey's son's Roblox thing came up for a second, and he said his daughter is interested in looking for a job. His kids are getting older now. Has he ever thought of having them do chores around the house and paying them some sort of an allowance? Start teaching them you get paid for doing a job. It will help his daughter learn how the world works, teach his son the value of a dollar, so the Roblox spending won't happen again. This is your son who... How much did he spend on Roblox?
One time it was like $300 before I found out about it.
And you paid that off?
Yeah, it's been. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it's been taken care of.
Really?
Also, my kids, in the case of my wife, because my wife not, you know, with her ankle and whatnot, and not being allowed to be on her feet, my kids have been cleaning up. My son, especially, has been cleaning up around the house and everything. And my kids help out around the house.
Good.
They have a ceiling fan demonstration they're going to on Saturday morning. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
At Home Depot.
Yeah, we're still going to that, right, Jeffrey?
Well, we taught Jeffrey a very good technique how to parent. When you tell Tomash, hey, I will take you to this on Saturday if you behave this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so he learned that, and he told him, hey, if you don't F up, I'm going to take you to this. So how's that going? Has he been well-behaved?
Yeah, very well-behaved.
So that was a new concept to you. You never had thought to say, if you're well-behaved, you get to do X.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought I could be able to do that. You know, I mean, it's
why not?
It's just, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect parent. I mean, I'm just, you learn as you go. You know, just
I know, but that's not even on the close. That's not even getting up on the scale of perfectness. That's just the baseline parenting skill.
To bribe your kid to do stuff.
Duh.
Hey, well, hey, he's been good. He's been good all week so far. We'll see what happens. He still has one more day to go.
All right, Fernando writes, yo, Rover, yesterday you started the show by reading emails like you always do. Most of them were complaining about how sour Jeffrey's become. And then all of a sudden, Jeffrey shows up. Strange coincidence? Since the beginning of the year, we have all been complaining about Jeffrey's attitude.
Strange.
Now he's not a team player. If those emails weren't read yesterday, do you really believe Jeffrey would have shown up like he did? No.
That's a great point. He's totally...
No, he also... It was Thursday. He was hoping that the hookup party was...
Oh, wow. I didn't even get that. He showed up right at 8, didn't he?
Yep.
Right when the hookup starts. I didn't even put that together.
Dieter, what I was trying to negotiate the traffic and the weather yesterday. Otherwise, I'd been there earlier. Plus, I had my fence job yesterday. So, it all worked out. I still managed to get in, try to get some of my hours in, try to make up for Rover's sick day on Monday. So, and I see the hypocrisy going on here, you know? I try to do something, and I still get ragged on for it. So, I mean, I guess the hypocrisy is sort of standard operating procedure for our show, I guess.
Jake writes, Rover, when you came back on the air last week, Charlie mentioned a story that happened over break about Jeffrey, or maybe it was Tomash getting a haircut, and then he never brought it up.
What was the story?
Oh, somebody tweeted me and said, next time, just tell Jeffrey that when he goes to get his haircut, don't spend the entire time flirting with the woman cutting
mm-hmm.
the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's standard operating procedure to leave a tip. So he just went there and annoyed some woman, got his hair cut, and then never tipped as he left, is the report.
The report's inaccurate. I was talking to the hairstylist about some of the hairstyles I've had. I wasn't really hitting on her, and I was talking to her about how my son's hair used to be long and how he didn't want a haircut for a long time. All of a sudden, my son changed his mind, wanted his hair cut short, and that was it. And unfortunately, I didn't tip, so... At least I'll admit that.
So the report was accurate.
No, it was no, Dougie, you missed something.
What?
I said the inaccurate part was I wasn't hitting on the stylist. I was talking about different hairstyles I've had and what my son likes. I wasn't trying to ask her for a date.
They happened to get the part correct where you didn't tip.
No,
they were totally
the part
incorrect.
Where I didn't tip. Yeah, it's the part they got correct. That's about it.
And I was wrong that Jeffrey was getting his haircut. His son was getting the haircut.
Oh.
And while his son's getting his haircut, Jeffrey's standing close to him. Flirting with the woman the entire time.
I wasn't trying to ask her out on a date. No, I was talking to her, yeah, but I wasn't flirting or trying to ask her out on a date.
What was the conversation about?
It was about different hairstyles I've had and how he didn't want his hair cut, you know, a couple years
of
back.
Hair.
All right, well, yeah, we're talking hair, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Wasn't trying to ask her on a date.
This is while he's getting his hair cut, you're standing right next to him?
Sometimes I like to watch them cut my son's hair.
That's really
so.
Okay.
You don't sit in a chair like in the lobby area?
Yeah, I was sitting in a chair in the lobby area on my phone. We look at GLR GPS.
No, but that's... But
and
then
you
eventually
then did you
stood
get
up
and then you walk in there?
Were I wanted to see how it was coming, that's all.
Hmm.
Were you yelling... were you yelling from the lobby?
No!
You're standing right next
to
her.
So you're standing this woman trying to cut hair?
Excuse me.
And you're just over her...
I was over her. Come on, Charlie. I was standing behind the chair while she was doing hair, so I can, you know, see how it was coming.
Awkward.
I mean, what's the problem? I mean, it's my son, for Christ's sake.
You don't tip her for
He's 16!
Hey, I only had enough to pay for the haircut. Sorry about that, dude. Maybe I'll let my hair grow out like an 80s
so
metalhead,
funny.
Maybe. Then
yes.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yes, please do that.
No, my hair doesn't grow that long, Charlie.
Bob writes, Rover, I'm just curious if Charlie has ever had an MRI. I had one for a spinal issue, and I felt like I was in a coffin. I didn't make it through it. It triggered extreme claustrophobia ever since. I almost had to take myself off a plane from Mexico because I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I now get extreme anxiety in elevators, packed rooms with crowds. Not having a way out sets things off for me. That being said, Charlie's effed if he gets in a cage. I give him 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had an MRI.
You would remember.
I've had a CAT scan.
No, the MRI is like that tube you go in and it's right at your shoulders.
Can't move for like a half hour.
That freaked me out.
Me too.
Oh my God. Yeah, you can't breathe. It's like right here on your face. You can't move. And it's all the way like from, mine was like the waist above my head. So I knew if I had to get out, I had to wait for them to pull me out. So I had to slow my breathing down. It was freaking me out.
They've had to take me down before. Because I just move too much.
What does take you down? Like
tape me down. Oh.
Wait, isn't a CAT scan the same thing, though?
No, a CAT scan, isn't it more open? You're laying just on a table and they slide you. This has actually a tube around you. And it makes this noise like this t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t-t noise, and it gets louder and louder and louder.
Have you ever been in a tanning bed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at them. Of course.
Of course I have.
Let me ask you this, Dieter, you're pre-med, right?
Yeah.
Don't they inject a dye in your arm before they give you an MRI, too?
I don't know if they
A type of MRI dye or something like that?
I thought you would know that,
Dieter, you're pre-med.
Right, I still am. Right, got my shoulder, I can't remember if they put, I think they did put dye in. I'm trying to remember, but this was so many years ago.
Anonymous Joe writes, I'm a 37-year-old black guy who recently started experiencing the anxiety and panic attacks Charlie's been talking about. It started one random day when I was on my side gig driving for Uber last summer. I picked up this girl. She must have been sick with a cold. She coughed in the back seat in a way that I knew by the sound of it that she did not cover her mouth.
Oh.
My neck hairs stood up straight. That 20-minute ride felt like 2 hours as I began suffering from the same symptoms Charlie has described all week. It's not claustrophobia. This has to be different. It felt like I had to concentrate to keep the car straight. It was like thoughts of going crazy and crashing the car or overriding my ability to keep it cool. I had to roll the window down. I would sweat and blow the AC directly onto my face. The panic comes into play because at a certain point I realize I need this ride to be over to the point where I need to tell the passenger, hey, I gotta pull over.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. I mean, I feel bad. I'm sorry. That's
he's describing what it feels like. There's this need for whatever you're doing to end.
And Susan says, your anxiety is about you not being in control.
Maybe that's it. I'm used to being totally in control. And then when I lose the control, I can't handle it.
All right, Doogie, what do you have coming up in the shizzy?
I have a stack of stories. There's so much going on. I want to know if you guys have heard about the guy that walks into a McDonald's with a dead raccoon. Is that a joke? What's that story all about? I'll tell you next.
All right, we will get to that right after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Show that makes you want to take a shower after listening to it.
Golden Shower Warriors.
I mean, I'm completely covered.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Somebody just went to rehab and they've left rehab already. So I'll tell you who that is. And have you heard the one where a guy walks into a McDonald's with a dead raccoon?
I have not.
I'll tell you all about it next.
All right. We'll get to that in just a moment. David in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
Hey.
Yo.
I had an idea for how you guys could get a box for Charlie, right?
Okay.
So, you build like a rectangular say, like, you could stand up in, right? But build it out of drywall, like, have four sides. So if he really got uncomfortable, he could punch his way out of it, right? But have the opening at the top, have a hole, and then fill it with something. So over time, the box fills up. Maybe it could be like packing peanuts or maybe even sand or something.
Oh, sand. I like that. What could go wrong with that?
Okay. Just put you in a smother myself. Okay.
Big yeah. Drywall box and
filled with sand.
Filled with sand.
How would I punch my way through if I'm covered in sand?
Well, that's the thing. You have to. How long could you stay in? But for like 20, like every container of sand would have a different amount of money attached to it. So like a little bit of sand that would like maybe cover your feet up so you couldn't move them anymore would be like $20. Up to your waist would be like another $20. Like up to your shoulders would be like $50. You know, it's however much you guys, you know, how much Rover wants to spend, I guess.
Well, this all stems from Doogie bringing in this dog cage, and we're talking about putting Charlie in this and paying him per minute because he has these panic attacks and anxiety. And yesterday he tried it out. He got into the cage. He didn't shut the door and lock it or anything. But he at first was saying, I can't fit into that cage, but you could fit into that cage. I mean, I did it no problem.
But I couldn't, so...
Why couldn't you? I mean,
because I tried and I couldn't.
You're smaller than me, and I fit in there.
But yeah, you're more bendable.
Oh, get out of here.
You're much more
bendable.
You're
just doing it the wrong way.
I don't know if I buy this either. He claims you can't even like sit like this.
I can't.
He couldn't even just put his arms around his knees.
Oh, come on. Anyone can do that.
But I can't. I don't understand what people are different, Rover. Not everybody's
Charlie,
the same.
You're telling me that you can't
sit like a second. No, that's as much as I can do.
What do you want him
Look
to do?
Look how far leaned back
I know.
He is.
I can't push myself in. I'm not bendable.
Can you hug your knees?
Oh, come on. What a liar. I mean, Charlie, you're not.
Try.
I can hold it, and then I'm uncomfortable, and I don't want to do this. This sucks. I can't hold this. I wouldn't be able to hold this for like
He's sitting with his, you know, just in a chair, and then brings his knees up to his, trying to bring his knees up to his chest, but they're like 2 feet away from his chest.
This is as close as it's getting, buddy. You can think I'm making
you
this up.
You try it, Rover. What can you do?
You can think I'm making this up, but this is it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's...
You're much more bendable than me.
Anyone can do that.
Everyone can do that.
Except me.
This is an act.
Go ahead, push me forward. See if you can close me in. Do you see how tight that is? Now, do you see?
What's going on with you?
I can't bend. That's as much as I bend. Nads just tested it. I can't do it.
He's probably pushing back, offering resistance.
Go, this push is in. It. Push in. Just
bend right at the waist.
Bend straight up. Push in.
Do you believe me yet?
I don't know what's going on. You're resisting. Something's up with you.
I can't bend anymore.
You need to
He claims he
up.
Can't sit Indian style.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't know.
But
if
you can do it.
I don't know.
See, he can do these things. He's just like they're uncomfortable.
No, this is as much as I can go, man. What do you want? I don't understand. You don't understand. My body's different than your body.
Mm-hmm.
You could touch your toes. I cannot touch.
For the 20th time, I can't touch my toes.
Yes, you've done it.
I've
on
never
the
been
air.
Able. No,
you
I,
did
no,
it
I
on
haven't.
The air. Hasn't Stand
it?
Up and do it.
I thought I remember you doing it too.
I clearly remember.
I don't think Rover can. You're not that flexible.
Try it.
No, we did that one experiment. Can you get up from the ground without using your hands? Do you remember that with your arms?
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, we were discussing, and you ended up. You surprised us because you were able to touch your toes, and then you were saying everybody could touch their toes, and that's what you were saying.
I never right said now. Everyone could touch their toes because I can't touch my toes.
Try it right now. I know you can.
Yeah,
I
keep can't. Your knees straight.
Yeah, keeping your knees straight.
Right. Oh my God!
You're not trying.
You're get the knees.
You're not trying.
You're pulling a Charlie.
No, I'm not. That's just, I've never been able to even come close to touching my toes.
I swear to God, you did it.
You think Rover's that flexible? He can touch his toes?
Because that's why. No, I didn't think he was flexible. That's why I remember it. Because I was very surprised. He was just touching his toes, and I went, "This guy is not a flexible guy."
So that should be on RMG TV then, right? So we should be able to have the clip. One of our fans should be able to find the clip of that. And tell you, email it in. Oh, this happened on whatever day this far into the show.
Remember you and Dr. Ian were doing that test? The weight loss guru guy, Dr. Ian Smith, You were sitting there, crossed your legs, and you can stand up?
Right.
We just mentioned that.
Yeah, this is what we just went over. Go ahead again.
Is that when you were touching your toes?
I think that might have been the day, but maybe
I can touch my toes
day.
If I'm sitting down. I can touch my toes. I can't stand up, lean over at the waist, and touch my toes.
My daughter last night, I was trying to close one of my rings for my Apple Watch, and I was trying to close it, and she's like, do this. This will get your whole body working. She gets on the ground. She rolls backwards, and she rolls up and stands up.
Whoa.
I can't do that. Can you do that?
I don't even know what you just explained.
Yeah, like a backwards somersault into a...
What?
Like a backwards somersault?
No, it's...
No, like leaning back on your shoulders and then flipping your... Oh. Flipping forward. I mean, yeah, when I was 10, I could probably do that, but...
Oh, the jump on your feet?
No!
Bruce Lee, Kung Fu?
The Rock. You know The Rock, the wrestler, he used to jump on his feet in the ring? That's what you're talking about?
No, she can't do that. Oh. No, it's just rolling. About. It's so simple. Yeah, it's just so simple. I'll send it to Snitz. It was so simple.
Like this?
So
Yeah, roll back. Yes. Oh.
That?
So Nads was able to do it without putting his hands down.
Can you do that, Charlie?
Nads can't walk a straight line, he claims, but he can do that.
Depends on the day.
That wasn't that hard.
I can't believe you did that.
It's not that difficult.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that show where I can touch my toes. Charlie's trying to get...
That's exactly what I did. That's,
Charlie's
I
trying
get.
It now.
I'm not bending.
Charlie's leaning back onto his shoulders, but he can't.
Oh my God.
He's not bendy.
Can't get up.
That's hard. You want you
It's like a
there
turtle on its back.
Ugh. I just sent Snitzer, my daughter doing it. She does it. She kept doing it over and over. I'm like, all right, I get it. I can't do it.
Well.
You want to try
it? So what I'm thinking, no, not particularly. What I am thinking is... it was Bert Kreischer could touch his toes. That's what Charlie is saying.
So Bert can?
No, I was surprised he could,
that
too.
That belly?
But he runs, so maybe he's a little bit flexible.
I swear you did like 2 years ago.
I don't ever remember Rover doing
never.
That.
I have never been able to touch my toes since, even when I was a little kid, I couldn't do it.
Snitzer, do you remember this?
I don't remember him doing it.
Okay, you don't. Doogie, you remember him doing it?
I thought I...
Because I was super surprised you were able to. So maybe
put money down. He can't.
No, it pulls right in the back of your legs. Like
your hamstrings. Yeah.
But you cross your legs and can stand up with no help. Who can do that?
That's not my hamstrings.
Yeah, it's different. That's momentum kind of getting you forward, standing up.
No, there's no momentum when you do that, when you cross your legs and stand up without your hands.
There's a little bit of the jolt.
I don't know, but anyhow.
Speaking of Bert Kreischer... You just brought him up?
I think he's about to finish some sort of sentence.
I was,
okay.
Yes.
Oh. Go ahead.
So, Charlie, we were thinking about locking him in this dog cage today, which we could still do if we really wanted. However, someone suggested they sent it as either a text message or an email yesterday, and they said, what about a Face Your Fears week on the show, where everyone has to face their fears?
Now I'm into this idea. Oh, everybody involved. Okay.
No. Now, I'm trying to think of what fear would Doogie face. What would...
Walk in a bikini.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
a
fear right there.
That is a good one.
I'm not kidding the cage unless you do that.
That's a good one.
I'll never do that.
Oh, why not?
No. Making out with Jeffrey.
No, I'll die of herpes or something.
In a bikini.
You don't get to pick your
fear. I don't think you get to pick
this. I
didn't
get to pick mine.
Right. Yeah, you don't get to pick. What would Nads' fear be?
Spiders. He's super afraid of spiders.
Is he really? Yes. I didn't know that.
This is... no, we could do something else. That would absolutely... I would cry. Yeah. I would absolutely...
This is the whole point.
So like a big tarantula on his face?
God.
That's not even funny. It's not funny at all.
What about a snake?
Ooh. No, I don't care about snakes.
Are you kidding?
That I'm freaking out like my heart's beating.
You're stuttering. Spiders? Yeah.
That is so terrifying.
Okay, so who else would we have?
Please,
Dieter. What would Dieter's fear be?
I'm not sure. I've seen him do a lot of
sugar.
Things.
Making out with Jeffrey again.
Root beer?
No, I hate
you. Drink a six pack of root beer.
I won't be able to do it by the end of the show.
Cry.
No, one thing I truly hate, it is heights, but I know you really can't do much, you know, with that here.
So heights freaks
me out. It just got, it's the law, I don't know.
What
I
if, What if you made him jump off the building onto one of those like air pads?
Oh my
god! Like stuntman pads. Thing?
Where are you gonna get that from?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure the building would love that too. Crazy lady.
Or like, you ever see those guys walk down the side of a building? It's not. It's like rappelling, but it's not. Like you're just attached
to a rope.
A rope.
Right, in Vegas,
and you walk right off the edge.
Right.
And you just walk down the building.
Oh, there's no way. I can't face downward.
Yeah,
no way.
Face first. That's the thing I've seen.
No.
It's not the rappelling would be awful too, like bouncing off. But no, this is you're just walking, and then you go over the edge, and then you just walk all the way down. And you're connected by a rope.
And if you slip,
is no slip. Yeah, because then you just then if your feet came out from under you, then you're just hanging there.
Who's holding it? Who's holding
it? It's attached to something up top.
No,
it's
just going to be
face forward.
Yeah, it's not just us holding it.
Me, Jeffrey, and Charlie holding the rope.
What would Jeffrey's fear be?
Brushing his teeth.
Having to stay at home with his kids.
Oh, no.
I mean, what's your worst
family
fear,
night?
Jeffrey?
Didn't put a whole lot of stock into that question.
Well,
right?
Think
really
about
think
it.
About it.
Think about it right now.
God.
Tight spaces.
Oh, it's taken.
Charlie's already got that one.
When has that been your issue? You have a problem with those?
What?
Tight spaces. Since when?
Well, it's claustrophobic. You know, I need to be able to move around. I can't be confined.
Never heard that.
Whatever, Dougie.
What would Jeffrey's actual fear be? I don't know.
Someone says Dieter should have to bring in his wife. That would be his biggest fear, like to bring her in on the show. And let's see. What was another one? Here's someone that says Nads, forget spiders. Nads' biggest fear is a drug test.
How easy is that, though? No, that's stupid.
He wouldn't.
He just wouldn't do it. And if it came back positive, then who cares? We already
know.
We know.
He's on drugs.
We know. It's like we're going to find out some new information.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do it.
No one's afraid.
Would you rather do a drug test or a spider?
Oh, drug test in a heartbeat.
Really?
But you got to give him a month.
Yeah, you just give me some time. No, spiders?
No, like, what if right now I had a drug test or a tarantula?
Oh, give me the drug test. Dude, that is. The spider thing, again, is it's all I can think about right now. That is so terrifying to me.
What if you were. Had more than one tarantula? Like. 10 tarantulas.
Oh,
that's
on.
So coffin filled with them.
No.
I would probably quit. Like, I'd probably just leave.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I won't do it.
I'm just kidding.
That's how you get me out of here. that's
So maybe we'll do a Face Your Fears week on the show.
Fear Factor?
What's Snitzer?
Yeah, Joe Rogan will come in, host it. Snitzer? What's Snitzer's fear?
What's your fear, Rover?
I don't know. Snitzer's fear
Snakes?
Is...
Anybody?
Would it be public speaking? No, he's... I don't know what his fear would be.
So that's what are you afraid of? Be truthful.
This challenge? No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like bugs.
Cockroaches?
But you just kind of don't like bugs?
Maggots.
Ew.
I mean, I don't think anyone likes bugs.
Yeah, nobody
right?
wants a tarantula walking across their face, but I think like I would be okay. I'd
a
be...
true fear? I mean, it's already been said. Heights I don't care for. I don't know. I don't know if I have a true fear. Dying is obviously, but...
Well, all right, we'll kill Snitch.
Okay, so...
Well, if he has to eat those hissing cockroaches, the sandwich of those alive ones...
Oh, I can't eat that.
We got to try.
He's a vegan.
That's the challenge. That's the fear.
Wow, that's scary.
All right, Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
So do you remember in Wisconsin, about 3 months ago, there was a mom and a dad that had been killed, murdered in their home, and their daughter, who was 13 years old, was in the home. There was a 911 call, I think it was by the mother, that was dying. Police
they didn't
arrived.
Know. They didn't,
somebody,
they didn't say who it was.
Yeah, somebody arrived. Or somebody called 911, police arrive, and then the 13-year-old is gone. They believe the kid was at the house when the mom and dad were murdered.
Yeah.
And then they can't find the 13-year-old. They've right. been looking for this girl for 3 months. She is alive. She showed up yesterday.
Wow.
She's in the hospital. More information regarding all of this will be on a press conference at 11 a.m. Eastern time
so what
this
happened?
Morning.
I mean, she was abducted by whoever
that's what they
did
believe.
This murder?
My girlfriend who does radio said, have you seen on Twitter, like, am I allowed to say on Twitter what people are saying from what they've heard? Because it's not credible. I said, I haven't heard on Twitter. I've just heard the news.
What did she hear on Twitter?
She heard that the boyfriend hurt the girl's boyfriend, abducted her, and murdered the parents.
Well, how old was it? She was 13. How old is her boyfriend?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. She said that's what I had heard. I do know that there is somebody in custody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's that? That's whoever she was found with is...
The guy that... Right. But she... A passerby saw her. She said, help, I need help. So they went to a neighbor. They called police. And now she's in the hospital. The aunt is so, like, grateful and thankful.
Sure.
That people, you know, that helped her. Obviously, who's not going to help? But right. They're just grateful that she's alive.
Yeah, that's...
So we'll get a lot more information in a few hours.
Well, that's good. That's a positive story for once.
Yes. I'm not going to even do Trump. Police were called to go to a McDonald's because out of San Francisco area because a man walked in there and plopped down a critter, a dead raccoon right there at the on the table. Dead raccoon. And you have a guy that Facebook lived
just
all of it.
Just kidding, brought a dead raccoon in the motherfucking McDonald's.
Look at that.
Look at this. That motherfucker dead in the... This got rabies like a motherfucker. That's motherfucking crazy. They ain't gonna bring it in there where the food at. You so motherfucking stupid. Look at this. This motherfucker put the raccoon on the table.
It's like some crazy homeless guy that brought the raccoon in.
It's older man,
like an
white
old guy
hair.
Who must have just found the dead raccoon on the side of the road. And
yeah, he leaves the raccoon.
Confused and brings it in and
walk it around and start talking to people. So of course the police arrive.
What would you do?
I like the guy really antagonizing him too. On the you know that's how helpful we are to each other these days. This guy obviously has some sort of a mental issue that brought in this dead raccoon.
Stupid mother ever.
You stupid mother ever.
Right. So the obviously everything has been sanitized. They've cleaned everything. The health department has deemed it all good, all clear for it to reopen, and it did reopen shortly thereafter. But they did get that guy. They took him in for a mental evaluation, obviously, because you're bringing
the guy who did the Facebook Live video.
He needs it too. Huge winter storm is going to be heading from all the way across the nation. We've got 1,500-mile path of this storm, over 20 million people in this path of this winter storm from Denver all the way to New York City. It's going to start gearing up today and last all weekend long. So if you are traveling this weekend, definitely check your flights and all of that because this path is going to be, or this storm is going to be pretty brutal. So great news for salad eaters. The romaine lettuce E. coli outbreak, it's officially over. Remember, 62 people were sickened by the lettuce, and the CDC had warned Americans, don't eat it. So now you can eat it. All clear, thumbs up, according to health officials.
What health officials are still on the job, by the way? I thought the government shutdown put them all out of business.
That's a good point.
See?
That's a good point. They are working. Today is the Tide Day. It's the 21st day for federal officials. Not
longest government shutdown in history.
Tomorrow will be day 22. So no end in sight with that. Bam Margera, we had just did a story last week that he entered rehab.
Mm-hmm.
He's out.
Oh, already?
Yes.
He's cured.
He's out.
Did you just leave when you're... Do you leave when you just want to?
It is,
is that how it works?
Crazy.
I've been following his Instagram. This guy's totally lost
he
it.
Has he has lost it.
It's complete, like, it's just sad.
It's
just really weird behavior on Instagram. And he wrote an 8-page handwritten note about why he left. And it was basically, he says, I found out while I'm here, the only reason I ever drink is because I'm bored. And rehab is super boring, so it makes me want to drink. So I'm going to leave rehab. And if I go and do things and I keep myself busy, I will never drink again.
I get it. Okay. Creative as F, an explosion of good ideas, exercise, skate, workout, yoga. If he does all of that, then he'll be fine.
Sure.
Dieter, if you admit yourself under your own power, like you can just check out whenever you want. If it's a court order, you can't.
Okay.
And finally, if you've held off on seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, well, now you can go watch the movie and you can see the sing-along version where everybody
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't want that.
That would be my worst fear. That's it right there.
Who's singing? The audience?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
A sing-along version of the movie is hitting 750 theaters across the country starting today. The song lyrics will be displayed on the screen, like karaoke style. The audience will be allowed to, quote, perform. So I would never in a million years go while everybody is singing.
It's like sometimes like on a Saturday or something. I remember growing up in Vegas, you'd be somewhere and you'd see like these people dressed really weird at like 1 a.m. and you'd be like, what the hell are these people doing? They're going to that Rocky motion picture horror show or whatever the thing. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's a bunch of wackos.
Snitzer. It seems like something Snitzer would be into,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Rocky Horror, yeah.
Have you been to that?
Of course, when I was a teenager, yeah.
Yep, I've never seen that.
What do you do there?
Me neither.
I don't know what it is. It's a guy in thigh highs, right? Like fishnet.
You throw stuff at the screen,
yeah,
right?
Toast, yeah.
Toast?
Yeah. When they say toast on the screen, everybody throws toast.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. There's rice in it. It's squirt guns for the rain. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah, well, you'd see like a bunch of wackos dressed up for that.
I would rather
do
that.
I don't want any part of that.
Than singing. And
no,
I'm a
I think
Queen
there
fan.
Is. Isn't there like live action stuff?
Yes, yes. Yeah. People dress up as the characters and stand up in front of the screen and do the parts. Yeah, a lot of times.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Is there singing in that movie?
Yeah.
Time Warp.
Yeah, Meatloaf's like, in it. Yeah, there's a lot of singing.
Oh, my God. Dougie, it's the worst of the worst. It's like all of it. I know. That would be like someone goes, oh, you have to spend your Saturday night doing that. I'd go, oh, that is my worst fear. Yeah.
There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
They say you can't look away from a car crash. Well, this is like a car crash into a train wreck on top of a dumpster fire. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Ryan in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ryan.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, real quick, first-time caller, love the show. I just want to make an observation. I want to point something out. The other day, you guys were talking about slip of the tongue and how easy that is to do, and Dougie was a like complete naysayer about it. She was adamant that, you know, that she doesn't understand how that could happen. During the raccoon story in the shiz, she said, I think she was trying to combine the two words, disinfect and sanitize, and she said desanitize. And I don't understand how you put up with that kind of stuff.
Desanitize is a word.
Should probably be fired for that, just like that weatherman in Rochester was fired for combining King and Junior and saying coon accidentally, and he was fired immediately. Without even really, I mean, it's crazy what they
but
did to that guy.
You know what, though?
I feel bad for that guy.
I don't. Because you know why? This guy's going to have a career. He's totally.
Yeah. Oh,
wait,
oh, yeah. He's in,
watch.
He's
meeting with Al Roker, I think, this morning. Like, these.
Yeah, okay. So
national.
Al Roker says he stands by that guy and he shouldn't have been fired. So if Al Roker, as a black man, says he shouldn't be fired, why do you say he should be?
It's my opinion. I have the right. I have the right.
It really is
something
silly.
I forget. My interview tonight. Oh, he's going to be on CNN.
On with Don Lemon last night.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll end up with a better job?
Of course yes. He will. And he'll be totally making way more money.
And he will always take Martin Luther King Jr. Day off from work. That's for sure. He's not going to be working that
MLK day. Park.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I follow him on Twitter. Wow, this is so humbling. I've been addressed by the great Dr. King's own daughter. Oh.
And what did she say?
I think she stands with him. Dr. Bernice King says, weatherman who used racial slur about MLK.
He didn't use, this is how.
This is from TMZ.
No, I know, but this is how people word these stories. He didn't use a racial slur. he accidentally uttered a racial slur. There's a big difference there. How do people not see this?
And it's not, he didn't accidentally say the N-word. It's a one-syllable word that kind of sounds like people are saying June, the word June, that it's O-O-N in it, you know, the way you pronounce it. And so does coon. So it's not like he picked some strange word.
What if there was a news story and it was about the gun manufacturer or some plant and whatever, and the phrase is 19 triggers, and they're supposed to... and the guy's going through the story very quickly, and you know what he might accidentally utter.
No.
You'd be fired.
Yep.
That weatherman has to stay away from anything ending with two G's in an E-R.
Dr. King says that the weatherman should not have been fired, but they say that he deserves a shot redemption, but only after some rehabilitation.
Oh, rehab him. Oh,
maybe speech therapy.
What are you going to do? You're going to rehab his tongue? Get the hell out of here. Rehabilitation. I mean, that's just, people have lost their minds. I think that weatherman, if he gets a new job, he will have to steer clear of anything. Like,
yeah, and he's going to be marching in the Million Man March every year. He's going to be doing everything.
He'll have to avoid any words that end in "igger." Like, you know, there's a storm front coming, and it's not bigger. It's larger than
much
the one,
larger
than the one last week. He's always going to have to be thinking in terms like that. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
Yeah, but media gaffes like this, like what happened in Rochester, like what happened here, I mean, that's just been part of the whole thing with media. You know, these newscasters making gaffes and they don't realize they're doing it.
Obviously. I mean,
it's nothing new.
No, but what is new is getting fired for it when it's an innocent mistake. That's new. And it's wrong. But that's the day and age that we live in, just like the day and age of the American Psychological Association releasing guidelines regarding men and boys. And they now have said, think about this for a second. They now say that, quote, traditional masculinity is not only harmful, but could also lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. It's just bad. Bad, bad, bad. Traditional masculinity.
So teaching, what does that mean? Like teaching boys?
Competitiveness, dominance, stoicism, aggression. Now, I don't think stoicism is a bad trait. I don't think competitiveness is a bad trait. And frankly, dominance and aggression are not necessarily bad traits either. We need that in leaders. But the American Psychological Association says that this is harmful to society these days. Traditional masculinity is because it could potentially the energy that men spend on doing things like they may start gay bashing, or they may start picking on other people, or they may do this, they may do that because of their traditional masculinity, and that it is harmful. It's makes men suppress their emotions, and it affects society in a negative way. Now, if this isn't the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard in my life, first of all, I know Dieter believes that we were created and, you know, a couple thousand years ago, and we just were made out of clay, and, you know, the snake came down and tried to, you know, eat the apple or whatever the hell. I don't know what the hell he thinks with Adam and Eve and all that. But the fact of the matter is that there are thousands and thousands, millions of years of evolution that go into the way, gender dynamics, men, women, our roles in society, and this is just hardwired, hard-baked into us. This isn't the kind of thing that someone can release some guidelines and we immediately go, oh, we're so enlightened now. Men, don't be so competitive anymore. Show your true emotion. Why are we trying to fight nature on things like this? Because we're so politically correct? It's bad now to be competitive and aggressive? It's bad to hurt other people. Okay, all right? If you hurt other people, that's bad.
Aggressive isn't a good word, to be aggressive.
Why not?
What's a good version of
really? You don't want okay. See, I want an aggressive go-getter on my sales team.
Oh, okay.
That's
see,
bad.
I'm thinking aggressive like somebody that's quick to react, angry, going after people.
That's a difficult word. I agree with Charlie.
So maybe
on that.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different
form of
aggressiveness.
Rover was aggressive in getting a job to come to this city.
That's good. Okay, that's a good
form
of it.
He wouldn't
I'm
give up.
Of, like,
he kept going.
Physically being aggressive.
As do I. Like painful, like hurting, attacking, being cruel, aggressive. There are two different ways that you could take that word. So it just depends on, don't roll your eyes at me. It just depends
no,
on.
No, I just, yeah, there's ways that normal people can take it, and there are ways that politically correct pussies can take it.
Okay.
And I don't see anything wrong with traditional masculinity. Dieter, I'm assuming you're with me on this.
Of course.
Are you masculine?
If you don't have that, no, you're more masculine than me, just your looks.
Hairier.
Right.
Bigger beard.
If you take that all away from men, what do you have then? It's all just women.
Emotions, Dieter. You're just all emotions.
So that's a good point. Take his masculinity away from him, from you, Dieter. What do you have?
He does have nothing at that point.
Yeah, seriously, that's what I'm saying. I'd be a female. I'd be a woman.
Well, what else could you have? Are you smart?
No.
No.
Are you nice?
No.
Yes, the people that I like, of course.
Empathy?
No. None of these things. That's because he's too masculine. That's what it's saying. It's
giving?
It took all those things away from him.
Yeah.
He never developed any of those parts
family,
of his brain.
Yeah. Hard small working? Parts of that. Very small parts of that. Yes.
But you also, you don't let your emotion, you don't show, you know, there's nothing wrong with not showing, you know, getting overly
emotion,
emotional.
He shows
stuff
anger.
Like that.
Anger's an emotion. He shows that one a lot.
You're right.
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Charlie, you agree with the APA on this?
Yeah, in a way, like, yeah, it's not good to be super aggressive and angry and like.
So traditional masculinity is just bad. The way that we've been doing it for tens of thousands of years, not the way to do it. We have a new way of doing things.
You and I
now.
Are not that masculine.
I don't think
and
you're
we're doing
I
just, okay. We're doing pretty good.
You're masculine, Rover. When I think of masculine, I don't think Rover.
Sorry. I am certainly stoic.
You're
I'm
kind
competitive.
Of wimpy.
Competitive. Yeah, competitive,
yep.
I'd say.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
empathy, no.
Things.
No empathy.
Yeah, but I think that's most men. Most men fall under this. No empathy. Don't show emotions. Yeah.
Is that masculine? Because I think masculine's strong.
But you're being strong by not showing emotion. You're keeping it together.
I think that's actually weak. I think it's weak to not show emotion.
Usually you cry every other day.
Because I'm a kind, giving person.
God forbid I look at her wrong, she'll cry and go to management.
Yeah, HR.
Rover looked at me wrong.
Yeah. Rover sucks. Yeah.
That's a sign of weakness.
No, it's
you
not.
You see a man cry every day, take nads. Do you see that as a strength or a weakness, douche?
That is a good question. Honestly, I mean... how many times has Nads cried on this show?
Snitz, I'll give you. Nads always cries. Snitz?
No, let's talk about Nads for a second. How many times has Nads cried?
Once a week.
No.
No, it's not once. Maybe every couple of months he cries on the show.
Yeah, I would say like a handful of times a year.
So is that weak or strong?
Why don't, when I think of masculine.
No, you have to answer that.
He doesn't cry for the right reasons. He cries as a diversion.
Oh, crying over my brother who committed suicide is not the right reason.
But that was
that's a
diversion for
from
why you can't
seat.
Walk a straight line.
Right.
Oh, now we're just all convoluting everything together.
That's why I said don't talk about Nads because that's going to be a different topic.
Well, now you're picking and choosing though.
Like Snitzer cries a lot.
Okay,
I do.
Is he masculine?
Nobody's answering.
I'm waiting for Douche to answer.
Yeah.
I mean,
Douche?
Sure.
Look at that. She's just saying that.
I don't think I'm that masculine. I was raised by women, so I'm
more on the feminine side. I definitely
very
I'll
ladylike.
Give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Except
sure.
the beard. The only thing he has going for him, masculine wise, is his beard.
Like lots of hair.
He's
but,
a woman.
But the way that Snitzer is masculine is that he owns up to he's an amazing father. He's an amazing husband.
Wait a second. Hold on.
No, is he not? What,
that's
to me masculine? Is
masculine. Hey, I want to tell you, I'm a great husband, great father. That's not a masculine.
No, that's
thing.
That's.
But he does. He does provide, and he gets
provide,
he gets
that's
it done.
It. He gets
it. Might
it
be
done.
A womanly way that he does it, but he gets it done. So that's kind of masculine in its
skips
own right.
As he does it all
with my basket on the way to the grocery store. Yes.
And his pink socks. But, you know, he still brings home the paycheck.
Yeah. Never forget.
Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan. Yeah, Snitzer did have fishnet socks that he was wearing at the work for a while, just so everyone remembers. Were they low cut?
Oh, my like, God, they were the lowest cut. Just covered his toes.
It was just his dirty little secret.
They were sexy as hell.
They were not. They were men's toes. Socks.
Do you have a picture of those?
I'll find
I'll get you a whole video.
Whole video.
Dan, go ahead.
Yo, so Rover, you had said that men are hardwired with these masculine traits. I was wondering if you could tell us which traits you're hardwired with.
To kick your ass. How about that, you pussy? How about that, you little bitch? I'm hardwired to stick my foot right up your ass. There you go.
Rover, if you go to July 12th, 2018.
Let's see here. July 12th, 2018.
This is the day I won the weight loss challenge. I'll give you that. Heads up there.
That's very masculine.
This is the day I dieted better than you guys.
I'm sorry, being fat is very masculine. I'm sorry. I'll give you that. You win, Robert.
July 12, 2018. So we're doing a weigh-in.
Oh, this is good. I am just looking at the first still frame of this. That is good.
Oh, my God.
All right, here it is.
What are those?
It's Snitzer stepping onto a scale. Those got to be your wife's socks.
No, they're men's Snitzer. Converse socks.
Are men's
really?
Socks?
Yeah, they're just stretched. And
do you still wear them?
No, they're long gone after that day.
What did you do with them?
Burned they're
them.
Gone after that day. I threw them away.
Why? Why'd you get rid of them?
Because you guys made fun of them. So.
I mean, they're see-through? They're fishnet?
Yeah, they're made for the Converse that I was wearing. They're actually made for that shoe.
Were they, excuse me, yeah, but even the, if they're made for that shoe, like the tongue of that shoe doesn't go down that far. I mean, these do really only cover your toes, essentially. It's hard to explain if you're listening on the radio. Imagine a sock that just slips over your toes and covers your toes, and then the back slips around your ankle. Like, I've seen no-show socks before.
They're not nylon fishnet.
These are a whole new.
Yeah, what material were those?
They're see-through snits.
No, it's just because they're stretched. It's
no. Were they the wrong size? Are you claiming they're like for
no.
Children?
That's just how it looks when they're in the package. They don't look like that. When they put on their feet, it stretches out like that.
The tip of the sock is darker.
Yeah.
And then it becomes see-through.
Are they women?
Like, they're not stretched out.
No, they're men. I just talked to my wife about this, too, because we just brought this up. And she knows they're men's socks.
Remember that day I wore your socks into work?
No, yeah. No, they're men's. So that's okay. I am secure in my masculinity.
You know you're not. You threw them away.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I wonder what kind of panties he had on that day. Matching fishnet?
Oh, that's good stuff.
Brian in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Sporting Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Rover. Yo, dear.
Yo.
Hey, about that masculinity thing that this American Psychological Association just came out with, I agree with you. I think it's a bunch of bull. You can still be an aggressive person without being hurtful to somebody. My kid got into wrestling a couple years ago, and he's a great kid off the mat, good student, treats people with respect, but when he gets on the mat, he flips that switch and he's aggressive. You know, you got to be in that sport, obviously. But, you know, I think that in society, we're definitely creating a bunch of weak male figures based on, you know, political correctness.
Yeah. Brian, what people would want to do these days for your son is when it comes to wrestling, go, imagine the feelings of the guy that you beat. Like, if you pin him, how is that going to make your opponent feel? He's going to be sad and dejected. So why don't you just go out there and shake his hand, and then you guys go and run off and eat some candy together. That's what people want these days instead of competitiveness. It's misguided at best, and it's damaging to society at worst. Doogie?
Yo.
We do have the shizzy coming up, the news. But first, let me go to Doogie Hater Dave 72.
Hey, Dave. Good
go ahead, Doogie Hater Dave.
Rover, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Doogie said she was kind and giving.
Yeah.
Well, How kind were you to Caitlin? Caitlin,
our former producer, right?
Thank you.
How kind were you to Dumb?
Who?
Our former phone screener.
Thank you.
And note the two words "former" that was used there.
Yeah.
Because Doogie ran them out.
Yeah, exactly. And as for giving, the only thing you give is what is Rover's. You don't give nothing out of your own pocket. When that guy found your wallet, what did you give him? Rover's tickets. That's what you gave him. You're not kind or giving.
Yes, I am.
You're right. You're right about that, Doogie.
Very true.
Dave 72. That is.
I give you entertainment every day, you bastard.
John in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, I have three girls, and they're young right now, but I have my oldest one shows a lot of passion, a lot of aggression. And I'm guiding that in a positive direction because I know that they're going to be the leaders of this country because of who's putting all that down.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be the dominant gender in the future. It's going to be all women all the time because men are going to be too afraid. You can't look at a woman. God forbid you might sexually harass her with your eyes.
You just looked at my boob when you said that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what the hell?
Complain.
Yeah, complain. Oh, right up to HR. But look, aggressiveness and competitiveness are not bad traits. That's what's kept this country going. That's what's spurred innovation and creativity and business and there's nothing wrong with that. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory with the shizzy, the news, right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. You know when you're driving and you see the person laughing then screaming in their car? You can bet your sweet ass they're listening to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
A Fox staff member was fired after the TV station aired something regarding President Trump. What was aired that got this guy fired? I'll tell you what that is. And heroic bus driver rescues a baby. I'll tell you how, and I'll have some video for you so you want to fire up RMG TV. It's pretty awesome. I'll tell you the story next.
All right. You can watch RMG TV at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app if you ever want to check that out. And it replays for free 24 hours a day. If you want to become an RMG Plus subscriber, and get access to the archives. If you want to watch yesterday's show or the day before, or you want to watch the aftermath or the Friday leftovers, which are stuff we do only for RMG Plus, sign up at roverradio.com. Alex in New Hampshire, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Rover. How's it going?
It's going all right. What's happening, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about I live like 30 minutes away from Dartmouth College, and I went to an open mic night the other night, last night, and I asked if I could go up and do my stand-up routine, just a quick bit, and they pulled me aside and asked me what my comedy's about, and I said, oh, it's about my sister being a lesbian and me finding her strap-on, and it's going into that, and then they stopped me right there and said, no, a straight white male, that's a trigger word for everyone here. You can't do it. I could lose my job if you go up there and someone complains.
That is insane, isn't it? Why should anyone lose their job for what you go up there and do? If you know, they shouldn't have asked you in the first place.
Wow.
Second bit of advice I would have, when someone asks you that, just don't tell them, Alex. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Deal.
Well,
yeah, I figured that out real quick, but I had maybe one or two beers in me, and I didn't think about that. And so I got told that it is a trigger word. And I understand that she's trying to make sure she doesn't lose her job, but that's ridiculous that you can lose your job for someone going up and saying the word lesbian. Yeah,
they shouldn't
There's
have
no squares
a,
in my bed.
They shouldn't have an open mic night if they're that strict about it then.
There was a bunch of poets and stuff, and they're all dropping N-bombs, F-bombs, and everything under the sun. There was a gay guy that went up, and he was talking about being black and gay, but using N-words and F-words and all that stuff. But I can't go up and talk about my sister
being
lesbian.
You can't say the word lesbian.
Me finding her strap-on.
Well, no, because you're straight. You're white. That could cause a panic in the audience, Alex, and a bunch of people who are ill-equipped to deal with any sort of emotion because we've coddled them for the past 20 years may not know what to do with themselves. Doogie,
yo,
are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Some good news out of Wisconsin. Authorities are going to give us more information regarding a teenager who was found alive after being missing for nearly 3 months. Authorities say Jamie Kloss, who's 13, disappeared October 15th, the same day that her parents were found shot to death in their home in Wisconsin. A story that we have covered for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
She has been found. She has been rescued. Somebody is in custody. More information will be revealed 11 a.m. Eastern time by police.
I can't wait
to
find out what...
What do you think happened, Rover?
Well, if that's what the rumor is, that she had some sort of boyfriend that abducted her and killed her parents.
But all the news outlets are using the word rescue. She said, I need help. She was rescued.
Yeah.
She
you could
escaped.
Have an older boyfriend who
is crazy.
Kills your parents and abducts you. Yeah,
you don't want to be with him.
Did you ever see that Mommy, Dead and Dearest documentary? It was on Netflix.
What was it about?
So it was this girl that her mom was pretending she was disabled. Do you remember that? And she was like wheeling her around.
Her mom was pretending the daughter was disabled.
Yes.
So this woman, she was normal.
Yeah.
And her daughter was normal,
yeah.
But she wanted sympathy. So
and
she,
money she was
and
getting.
And money. So she made her daughter think she was disabled.
Oh, wow.
By putting her in a wheelchair.
I never saw
she
that.
Has this. And then it's, what is that? Is that Munchausen
Some
by proxy?
Some weird syndrome or something?
Munchausen by proxy.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
But then, so she ended up getting, the girl, the daughter, was not disabled, ended up getting a boyfriend online, and they were meeting up and banging, and then they ended up killing the mom. And so that's the first thing I thought of with this story.
Hmm. I have not seen
Watch
it.
That.
Sounds like a good one.
And Watch the girl it. Turns out to be somewhat kind of weird because her whole life she thought she was disabled. Like she did not come
She's
out
brainwashed.
Normal.
You know what I'm looking forward to watching is this Fire Festival documentary, which comes out a week from today.
Who has that?
Netflix. That is the one. Remember that festival that was in the Bahamas where they rented an island and it was supposed to be this ultra luxury huge festival?
The sandwich.
Oh, for celebrities, costs like half a mil to go to it.
Yeah, well, I mean, for other people, there were cheaper tickets, but
okay.
But it was supposed to be, you know, all five star stuff, and then they were serving bologna sandwiches to people.
Yeah.
I call that the sandwich festival because that's how that shot. You can't get that out of your head. It's supposed to be everything top notch, and then they show you a bologna sandwich in a plastic.
Yeah, you can get that at
to go. Yeah,
at the airport.
Gas station.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that the documentary on that and the guy, the scammer behind that, comes out on Netflix a week from today.
You gotta watch that Bird Box too.
Yeah,
you're not left behind.
I know.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has one last trip planned before he goes to prison. He's going to testify on Capitol Hill. This was announced yesterday. Pretty big news. He's accepted an invitation to answer questions from the House Oversight Committee. February 7th is when this will go down. He says,
all right, is he going to tell the truth to Congress this time?
He says he'll give a full and credible account of the events that have transpired. So no word on exactly what subjects he'll discuss, but surely on the table are the roles in the Stormy Daniels affair and a failed bid to open a Trump hotel in Russia.
Or
and
so what we about will be the able... Trump Tower meeting with the Russians Correct. And all that?
So we will be able to hear all of this and see all of this. None of this will be held back.
Okay.
February 7th.
Think anyone's going to be interested in that?
No. It's old news.
It's fake news.
It's just old.
A man was killed in San Diego after he rushed into the ocean in order to save his dogs. The dogs had been taken out by a wave, and the guy's like, I got to go get them. The guy dies. Oh, Greg Owens.
What happened to the dogs?
64 years old. He, what's today, Friday? He was at a hospital after he slammed into the rocks by these waves. He was found face down. He was in the water for 20 minutes. He was walking his dogs, and his wife was there along the beach with him when the wave took the pets into the water. After saving the dogs, another wave swept him away.
Oh, my God.
So the dogs survive.
And he's dead.
And the wife is there with the dogs.
I know. It's got to be.
It's hard to let your dog go.
But you got to do it, though. It's you or your dog. You got to.
Remember a lady was walking her dog and an alligator grabbed the dog and she tried to fight the alligator off.
And then the alligator ate her.
Right. And the dog lived.
Yeah.
Frito-Lay has this.
Frito-Lay?
Frito-Lay. Frito-Lay. The newest chips to help... the newest chips to hit the shelves. Flamin' Hot Nacho Doritos.
Don't have that already?
Yeah, it I seems like they would have already had that.
Hot Doritos.
That's so wait, why I'm
they
doing
have nacho
this.
Doritos.
That's the regular. That's the regular.
Cool well,
yeah,
Ranch.
Nacho cheese Doritos.
Now it's Flamin'.
Oh, these are new.
This is the bright red powder from the Cheetos, and they blast it on Doritos.
Put little Xan in the hospital, remember? He was eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos so bad that he had
burned
to...
a hole in his stomach.
By the way, Flamin' Hot Doritos would be way better than Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
No, that's
Cheetos
what they're
are
doing.
Just like, I know, I'm saying it's just like it's eating air.
Yes.
Flamin' Hot Doritos, no,
that's where it's at.
Some substance.
Little Xan is going to be dead.
Here's another food story for you. How about, I think everyone loves mac and cheese. My daughter's favorite item is mac and cheese. Well, Costco is now selling a 27...
Costco?
Oh,
she's fire.
She's struggling.
Slip of the tongue.
I am. Costco is now selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese.
That's hence Costco, because only these fat cows are getting this.
$90 it costs.
Ooh.
That's
What's
a
the
lot
point?
Of mac and cheese.
Last a whole year.
But how do you save that?
No, I mean that's
is that for a like
a school
a gathering or something? Or
it's got 180 servings. Maybe a school would be a good thing.
I can
that.
See that.
But a lot of mac and cheese. Thought that was pretty interesting. Congratulations to Tim Tebow. He's engaged.
Hot ass piece.
Well, yes, she is.
Tim Tebow's never had sex, right?
Virgin.
Right. He's a virgin.
That's what he says.
They've been
I believe
together
him
a couple
too.
Of years.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
We figured that someone would have come out and said, "Now he banged me."
So this is it. How old is he now?
He's in his 30s, isn't he? 31.
Oh man,
she's
he's
23.
Last 2 seconds with this.
She's
Look
hot.
At that hot piece of ass
she's
right
wow.
there.
Former Miss Universe.
Think she's a virgin?
No.
Well,
she probably tells him she is.
You think Tim Tebow would marry a non-virgin? Wouldn't that be against his religion or something?
She probably tells him. She's never done it.
God, she's good looking.
You think that's what it is? Like I understand like saving yourself, but if she were not a virgin, you think he wouldn't date her? You can't help who the heart falls
for. Yeah, I do wonder true. How do you marry someone who's been defiled outside
and
of marriage?
Has he had a BJ?
Oh, that's not sex, of course.
Yeah, I think he's done
you
other
have
things.
To.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You can't bend the rules like that.
I don't think Tim would do that.
No, if you're that outright religious, you can't bend the rules. I think if you're privately religious, sure, you're going to bend some rules.
It's like those girls who want to, the religious girls who want to stay a virgin so they have anal instead.
So you're saying Tim Tebow had anal?
Yes. Yeah, that's too far. But to do the hand stuff and the bee.
Oh,
the
that's
BJ?
Allowed? Jesus doesn't frown on
well,
that.
That's not
so.
Actually sex.
But do you think Tim Tebow's done that, Dieter?
Yes, absolutely. That's how he got this far. He's 31.
Yeah.
That's how he was able to put it off.
You think so? Really? All right.
And he's good looking, so I'm sure a lot of good looking girls come his way. You don't think he's letting something happen?
I don't know, but she's really good looking too.
She's beautiful. She was a Miss Universe, former Miss Universe. All right, let's talk a little football. NFL division playoffs going on this weekend. Saturday at 4:30, you're going to have the AFC division playoffs with Kansas City Chiefs, and they're hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you have winning that, Dieter?
The Chiefs. I hope the Colts win, but the Chiefs.
Okay. And then the late Saturday night game, you've got the NFC division. You've got the Rams hosting the Cowboys.
Rams.
Okay. And then on Sunday, all day of football, at 1 o'clock, the AFC, you have the Patriots hosting the Chargers.
I love the Chargers this year.
Okay. And then the later game at 4:30 on Sunday for NFC division, you have the Saints hosting the Eagles.
Yeah, it's going to be the Saints. Did you hear what the coach did at a meeting this week?
What coach?
Sean Payton. Yeah, of the Saints. He got two armed security guards, and they wheeled in $250,000 in cash to a team meeting. They wheel in the money and the trophy, the Super Bowl trophy. And the coach goes, "Do you want this? You want this cash? $250,000 in this trophy? Just effing win. Just win. Three more games and you get this." And the players went crazy. Crazy to see $250,000 in your face.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you
is that how much each player gets?
Well, for the bonus, if you win three more, to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just getting to the Super Bowl.
I would guess.
I mean, each player
gets
to
win
that.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would guess two. Yeah, but each one, $250,000.
Sweet.
Wait, so if you win the Super Bowl, you only get $500,000 in a bonus?
I'm guessing, yeah.
That's it.
Still, that's it.
How much money are you making?
To win the Super Bowl?
You're already getting paid so much. I mean, compared to what you're getting paid as an
NFL
player,
saying,
like $250,000, it's like, okay.
That's what I wondered. I didn't want to seem weird, but...
How much does a normal NFL player get paid?
These guys are making millions.
Well, the minimum is like $500,000. But these guys are making millions, most of them. So what's $250,000? It's still nice. You're winning the Super Bowl. That's the whole trophy.
Okay. Speaking of football, this weekend, Sarah Thomas will become the first woman to officiate an NFL playoff game. She's on the crew that's working Sunday's divisional game between the Chargers and the Patriots. And, of course, she's not new. She was actually hired by the NFL back in 2015, and she was the league's first full-time female official. Before that, she was the first woman to officiate a major college football game. Are you okay with this?
No.
That she's officiating because it's a female?
She doesn't know what she's doing.
You sure?
I don't have a problem with the chicks.
I don't either.
Doing it. Now, I have to admit, though, that the commentators, though, that the play-by-play, the female play-by-play announcers, it's just throws you off. I don't really like that. I hate to be sexist, but it's just true. The refs, though, I don't have a problem with that.
Side note with this, Rover, she's called the down judge, which is just under the head referee and umpire.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting fact, the down judge was previously called the head linesman. But the NFL's officiating director says that they changed that in 2017 to be gender neutral. But it wasn't directly because of her.
Still sexual with head, down, all these words.
I thought that was interesting.
By the way, someone said that it was macaroni salad, not mac and cheese that comes in that giant tub.
Oh, mine said mac and cheese.
That's mac and cheese.
Okay.
But I heard it's individual packets. It's not one complete. So who cares?
180 servings it comes in it.
Okay.
That's a big ass. It's a bunch of mac and cheese. Jerry Stiller, the 91-year-old father of Ben Stiller, of course, the guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
George's dad.
It's funny.
He was rushed to a New York City hospital this week. Late Wednesday night, he had a medical emergency. There are reports that Stiller had suffered a stroke. He's in grave condition.
Wait, that guy's still alive?
Yeah, he's 91.
He's dead.
His wife died.
Oh, I thought he was dead. I thought he died years ago.
No.
Is George's mom still alive?
His mom on the show?
Yeah.
George. I think so, because isn't she in the upcoming Toy Story 4? I think she is still alive. So, and then two more stories for you, Rover. A staff member at a Fox affiliate has been fired after the station aired what appears to be a doctored video of President Donald Trump's Tuesday night speech from the Oval Office. The video was changed to make it look as if Trump was sticking his tongue out between sentences. In addition, the colors were a little off in
orange?
The video.
You have this video. So the doctored one's on the right.
Okay.
And they could do a side-by-side.
The regular
side.
One's on the left.
Right. Hopefully, we can rise above partisan politics in order to support national security. Some have suggested a barrier.
Oh, come on.
How do they do that?
Then why do...
That's great. That,
so that
really
was the end
funny.
Of the video? She made the tongue come out really slow.
Yeah, like a lizard or something. And that does... It looks
real.
Pretty legit. But, you know, with all those deep fakes that they have now, you can have anyone say or do anything. I guess you could have the president say whatever you want.
That's pretty funny. And then this is the story about a heroic bus driver. This is out of Milwaukee. She was on duty. She was driving, and she knew what she had to do when...
You can play the video, Rover, because there's no real audio.
She All knew right. what she had to do when she saw this. So describe what it is that you're seeing. That's the camera
well,
on the bus.
I'm just looking at the bus driver here.
She's driving along. What's that? It's like an overpass.
What is it? That looks like a little two-year-old walking down the road there.
So the bus stops. There goes the kid to the street.
Oh, the kid's going to walk into the street here?
Yeah. Barefoot, too.
Just wearing a diaper and a onesie, it says. It
doesn't even look like it's even 2 years old, really.
Now, remember, it's Milwaukee we're talking about. It's
cold.
Freezing, and the baby has a diaper and a onesie on.
Less than 1 year old, the baby was.
Yep. They bring the baby back on the bus.
And
what's the story?
Oh, my God. Where the hell did the kid come from?
Well, that's... But she's being hailed like a hero.
She is.
Who wouldn't do this?
So another passenger on the bus takes her coat off, warms the kid up. They call the cops. The kid falls asleep on the bus driver's chest. They keep it safe. Everything's okay. I mean, it's a definitely heroic. You wouldn't
That's not heroic.
You
I think if I
stop.
Saw a baby walking in the street, I would stop and...
But if there were like a bunch of flames between you and the baby...
She's kissing.
That's
you
heroic.
Had to, you had to yeah. run through
if
the flames, that would make
on,
you a hero.
Yeah, life on the line. But if you're just driving, you see a baby walking in the street, I hope you'd stop. That doesn't make you a hero. It makes you normal.
So I think the mom had some type of medical emergency. I heard that version. This story says police said the boy's mother left him outside.
How would she do that? That said that too in the story.
What, that left him outside?
Yeah.
I heard on national news this morning that there was a medical emergency. So they did reunite. The police arrived. Firefighters arrived. They did reunite the baby. Everything's okay with the father, who was very, very grateful that the bus driver and the people were able to stop and save their kid.
All right.
There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
If you've got the desire to be on the radio and to find the one night stand, I mean love of your life, we got the hookup. Sign up to be our next Thursday hookup hottie at roverradio.com.
Laws in West Palm Beach here on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Laws.
Rover, dude.
Hey, man.
Changing it up on you with a Jeffrey dude for you.
Oh, I got you.
I think it's great, man, how Dieter, the staunch Catholic, the religious person on the show, uses sodomy to make it okay that you don't have sex.
No, I didn't
say...
You
can't have sex, but you can commit sodomy.
I didn't say that. I go, no, that's too far. The anal sex that you said,
no,
Rover,
no, but a BJ. What about that?
Yeah,
that's fine.
BJ and anal, but
no hand. I said BJ and hand. I go is what he was getting away with. Okay. Not anal's too far.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Laws. Jesus is okay as long as the butt's not involved. Jesus is okay with it, but
the sodomy
mouth
just butt.
Hand. He's that
right?
Gets a pass.
Is sodomy just butt?
I don't know.
Sodomy is anything other than. Sexual, you know, normal sexual relations, actually.
Yeah. See, I didn't think a B is sodomy.
Yeah, me neither. That's normal.
Yeah, look up the laws. Look up the actual laws of your state. Usually it's anything that's not, you know...
penile and vaginal intercourse.
Huh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, that is interesting that Dieter thinks it's okay. That's okay. So premarital sex is out, Dieter, but if she... gets on her knees and services you, that's okay?
I think so.
From a religious standpoint, really?
Yeah.
Dry humping's cool.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing. You did that in grade school.
Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Hey, yo, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, do you think soaking is acceptable to keep your virginity?
What's that? Soaking? What's that?
Should I Google it?
I'm not a big religious person, but Mormons have this practice called soaking. So you can probably imagine what it is.
I can't, to be honest with you. I'm Googling it.
I don't know what soaking is.
Urban Dictionary says it's like planking, but you're not doing anything. So you're having sex.
No thrusting?
Yeah, no thrusting. Yeah. So you're just planking on top of a woman.
Okay.
And you don't move.
But, are you connected?
Yes, you're connected.
So you've well, that is sex. I mean,
no, but there's no movement. So we just sit there for 30 minutes.
Is it okay, Dieter?
Try that in your upcoming rape trial, Dieter. No, but I didn't move. Yeah. I just stuck it in.
That was that TV show Get Shorty, based on the movie. Get Shorty, there's a Mormon in there, and he did that exact same thing. That's the first time I ever heard of that.
Soaking.
It's also called the dock and talk. You just kind of dock, and then you just kind of
chat about stuff.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Come on.
Dieter, is it okay?
Mormons use this as a get around. Because sex, premarital sex, you can't do that, but you could soak? Come
soaking.
On, that's insane.
Huh. I mean, how long could you last?
Well, yeah. No, I'm reading here, it says you can't finish.
Right, well, so when do you know when to stop?
Yeah, what's the point?
If you move, you know, if you move a little bit, that would count as sex. You cannot move. Yeah. You're just playing.
Wouldn't that be more torture than just not doing it at all?
Yes.
George, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, George.
Hey, good morning, Dieter.
Yo!
Rover, yo.
Hey, man.
Firefox boys, what up?
Hey, man.
I just had a question. Have you guys heard from Curious George at all since the break?
I have not heard from Curious George since the break. What's an update? Where is Curious George, who's a listener who has a million questions about the show? What's his story, guys?
Douche gave an update, and that was it.
Oh, yeah?
Douche?
He's going through a rough time, and he's just getting help right now. So we won't be hearing from him for a while.
He's getting help?
Yeah. Getting help
he's
in
okay,
some
though.
Sort of way.
What kind of help is he getting?
He's just trying to get things figured out.
Professional help?
Yes.
Is he locked away right now where he can't get to a phone and call into the show?
No, we're good. He needs to take care of him. He doesn't
Let Charlie answer. Shut up.
I don't know if he's locked up, but yes, he's not able to make phone calls.
Wow. How did you guys find out about this?
Somebody reached out and told me.
Who did that?
His girlfriend.
Oh. That's weird. Well, I mean, it's obviously he's always been a little unstable.
Well, remember he came on the bus and he said depression for years.
Right.
And in high school, he went through some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, Curious George, get better.
Yeah, hang in
haven't
there, man.
Haven't heard from him. I mean, it's been on the back for a week and a half now and haven't heard from him. That's almost unheard of as far as Curious George calling in. All right, well, good luck to him. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Guys do at work is probably not safe for you to listen to at work. Maybe put some headphones on. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
It's interesting, Dieter, that you just pointed that out. You go, you can't say that. Douchey is one of these politically correct, always tries to see the, I don't know, how do you explain it? She always just is so...
Awesome?
No, you're just...
Awful.
Awesome.
Like everybody else.
Sensitive. Everyone else is doing things that are wrong. But she just said something. She goes, gay. And
what?
You go, you can't say that anymore.
I go, you can't say that, dude.
She says that all the time.
Yeah.
You go, oh, that's so gay.
Yeah, she ignores me.
Oh, and she's the most
If we said that.
Most hyper-vigilant person about anything anyone says on the air.
What?
What was gay?
I gave... she asked if I put something in my phone.
A date.
A date. Gia, her daughter, has the daddy-daughter dance.
That's pretty... Well.
Coming up in about a month and a half.
Gay?
She asked if... I said, what's the date on that again? And she told me, and I go, okay. And she goes, did you put that in your phone? I go, no, I gave it to my assistant. Making a joke, B2. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she goes, ugh, gay.
Okay, that is wrong.
That Rover did that? Yeah.
No.
You said that. That's wrong.
You can't say that anymore.
If you saw two guys making out, you could say that's gay.
You can't even say that anymore.
I look at that and I go, oh, that's... That's so sweet.
I love that.
Oh, they're caring.
That's hot.
Caring
hot,
affection.
But it's also hot and gay. It can be hot and gay.
No, that's offensive.
No, it's not.
Anyhow, so I just laugh that she does say that all the time, and she'll say that around. I mean, it doesn't stop her from saying it. I've seen her say that publicly. Around clients. Oh, that's gay.
You can't. Gay is also another term. For
happy,
You don't even know. She didn't even know.
No, I was. It made me think of my something just popped up.
What?
My kid. I told you yesterday they're studying in school planets.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid thinks it's funny to say
Uranus.
Yes.
Yeah, who doesn't?
And we just did a story. we just did a story that we were reading, and there's like an audio, and she clicked the audio, and the woman goes. Uranus. And she goes, it's your anus. And I go, people call it both ways. And she just laughs whenever you hear that
word.
Who
would call it Uranus?
The teachers tried pulling that crap on us, too, because everyone's laughing at Uranus. So they said, no, it's Uranus, which is also kind of funny in its own way. But, yeah, we all know what it is.
And so we were talking last night about something, and my kids, she makes me laugh, but every parent says that. So we were talking about something, and she was like, Uranus. I go, do you know what that means? And she goes, something with like your butt. And I go, but do you know? She goes, yeah. She goes, like if I pat Uranus. And I go, what? And she goes, bam, and she smacks my butt. And I go, okay. I go, don't say the word. Don't joke around with it. So these kids, it's so funny.
Of course, that's what they do nonstop all day.
She doesn't have an older brother or sister. If she had an older brother or sister, they would be saying, well, no, it's your butt. You know, so I'm enjoying the naivety. How do you say that word, Jeffrey?
A naivety, I think. I mean, come on, I'm not the king of the English language here. Yeah. You're the one with the English English degree, so
yeah. So it's
you can believe that. Yeah. That's criminal that they gave her a diploma.
Yeah, you cheated. You know,
all this talk about. Uranus reminds me of a line from the movie E.T. It's one kid goes that he sees the the alien and he goes, maybe he's from Uranus, your anus. So that was the line from the movie though. I don't know how the hell that popped in my head. I haven't seen that movie in almost 35 years.
What's the back of the box say, VHS?
I don't even remember that. I never got the video.
Oh God!
I only saw it in the theater when it first came out. My one babysitter took me to see that. When I was about 12 at the time.
Mike,
I hadn't turned 13 yet.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Rover. He remembers from 35 years ago. You think he'll remember to take the kid to the Home Depot ceiling fan tomorrow?
Do I think Jeffrey will remember that? I don't think so.
It's early in the morning.
No,
it's Saturday.
He's not going to go.
He loves to sleep.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well, that's on my agenda for tomorrow, so he had set my alarm for 9 a.m.
Yeah, someone made an appointment for Jeffrey to take his son to Home Depot to learn how to install ceiling fans because his son is obsessed with ceiling fans and just hooks them up. Like, they're on the floor. It's a ceiling fan on the floor with bare wires. He's taken, like, an AC cord, and they plug it right into the wall. But he's taken the AC cord, cut it. Stripped it so that the wires, and then he connects it to the wires in the ceiling fan.
Man.
It is so death waiting to happen. I can't stress that enough. But so someone signed Jeffrey and his son up for classes because they were concerned about Jeffrey's safety, his son's safety.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's on the agenda for tomorrow, so.
Okay.
Does he know?
Huh? Oh, he knows. He said if he screws up behavior-wise, he ain't going. I'm holding that over his head.
Okay. All right. Oh. Sure you are. You just learned that parenting skill. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Congratulations, Dieter, on your holy matrimony.
Oh, thanks, man.
I wanted to know if there's an update on the infamous Bronco 2. It is wintertime, and the reason he drove 16 hours is to get it. Is he still in the rocking chair, or what's happening with it?
Yeah, Charlie drove to another state to buy a 1986, I think it is.
Two or three states away, Robert.
Ford Bronco 2, because he could save a couple hundred dollars.
$1,000.
And then he couldn't even get it back because the brakes went out on the thing. He couldn't make it all the way back home. And he had to drop it off at a repair shop.
They couldn't fix it.
He had to have it towed all the way back home from a different state, towed all the way here.
When I saw it one day in the parking lot, I go, oh, he got it into work one day. I haven't seen it since.
Well, my girlfriend, she got a flat tire New Year's Day, so then she had to drive my Jeep to work, and I had to drive the Bronco around, which is...
Had to drive. That almost sounds like it's a
hassle.
Yeah.
A chore.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not really made for winter weather.
It's a Bronco. Is that what it's and specifically it's not, for?
Well, you were telling us that's why you bought it.
All weather.
Four-wheel drive.
I'm afraid to press the four-wheel drive button because, again, I don't know what's going to happen because it barely runs as it is. If I turn the heater on even, it loses a lot of power and could barely go up hills. Oh, yeah. So I was driving it in to work, and I can't go on the highway with it. I was going to until I almost... careened out of control, and I was going up just a small bridge, and I was on my way to the highway, and everybody else was driving fine, and I went totally sideways, just totally sideways in this bridge, and I was able to swerve back in and get it going, and I said, well, I definitely can't go on the highway with this, because I almost flipped. I think it was just black ice or something, but somehow I have extra slippery tires, apparently, on it. So I have to, if I drive it to work, it's... What is usually an 18-minute drive is now 31 minutes. So, because you can't go on the highway because it's dangerous out there.
Racing slicks on
so the... So my girlfriend got a new tire. And the next day, a second flat tire. She's got a second flat tire. I don't know what happened. She's like, all of her tires just were popping on her. So then I had to go change that tire. I had to go buy a jack because we don't have a jack. Got to put the donut on. We had to buy all new tires now for her car, so... Yeah, now she's fine, and I have my Jeep back.
Good. And the Bronco sits where?
It's a nice piece in my driveway. Okay. Waiting for a beautiful summer day. I got to drive it like
you bought it for the winter.
That's
though,
right.
Specifically for the winter.
It's an SUV.
Things change. Plans change, man. You gotta roll with
seasons
it.
Seasons change, yeah. Man.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like one day in June will probably be a good day. To take it out through like a park, maybe like not roads where there's other traffic.
Close to home,
oh, and like 72 degrees, it'll work perfectly.
All right, Blind James, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Yo, Rover, Dieter.
Yo.
Hey, so what's over under that Jeffrey's kid completely takes over the class and doesn't let the instructor teach anything?
Actually, they may just hire Tomasz Aaron to teach these classes from here on out. Who knows more about ceiling fans than Jeffrey's son?
Nobody.
Now, would he talk all... I don't think he would talk all over. I just think he probably wouldn't wait. Like, if they have a ceiling fan there and they're going to show you how to hook it up and everyone has a ceiling fan in front of them, his kid will just start...
Freestyling.
Yeah, taking the wires and... Plugging them into stuff.
I do, I do painting with my kid classes, and they say, okay, do this. Now everybody, let's wait for everyone to catch up. Everyone kind of waits. Yeah. Patient.
No,
I don't see Thomas.
Happen.
Same thing. I see Thomas.
What do you predict happening tomorrow, Jeffrey?
I predict him having a good time and paying close attention so that if he wants to hook up a ceiling fan or wants to test it, he can do it without the risk of getting greatly lowering the risk of getting a possible electrocution. I've told him that on several occasions, you know, you got to be careful because you're going to get electrocuted, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Think about this for just a second. The way that his son, if you were to take, if you have an alarm clock that plugs into the wall, and you just
let's say you unplug that alarm clock and you chop that cord off. So now you have a long cord with the little AC prongs that go into the wall socket. And on the other end, you have, he strips off the wires. You have just two bare wires. Rosemary. Imagine the danger in that.
I know. I
mean, what happens if they touch? I actually don't know.
Does I don't know about them sparking? Touching, but if you touch them, that's you electrocute yeah, you yourself. Yes.
Yeah. And he does this all the time. He's done it once. We talk about how dangerous
it's
it is.
It's almost every day occurring.
And he's allowed to.
If you cut a wire and then I touch that wire with no end to it.
You don't want to cut the wire either because when you cut the wire, if it's plugged in, you cut that and you touch the two as you use scissors or what. You're going to zap yourself.
So if it's out of the wall.
Well, if you have rubber, if the grip is rubber and you have rubber shoes on, I think you'll be okay, maybe.
Like, I don't understand, because who thinks of something
like
that?
You have to be grounded. So,
okay.
Or what, you don't want to be grounded.
See, we don't even know.
Because if you're touching the ground, then that completes a circuit. But if you have a nice pair of rubber boots on, I wouldn't risk it. I'm not saying this is a...
So no one's ever been electrocuted wearing shoes?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're wearing rubber-soled shoes, it might help. Electrocuted.
Yeah, my buddy came over and he was redoing all my TV and rewiring everything. We never turned off any wires. He's an electrician.
You never turned off, you never, like, flipped the breakers
off? He's like, no, as long as you don't, he's explaining it to me, and he's like, I don't know, it works this way. If I have these boots on and this rubber-gripped thing, he's explaining it to me, I didn't really understand it, and I was like, I would not risk doing that.
Yeah, why take the chance?
But he was able to rewire the outlets.
Did he have just bare wires flopping around, plugged into the wall?
He knows what he's doing. He had actually suggested to me, he's like, I want to go over and I want to help Tomash learn how to do this. And I said, you don't want to be involved in that, because now you're going to be at fault at some point when he burns the house down.
Well, think about his carpet, too, in Jeffrey's house. If a spark hits that carpet and that old Christmas tree, that's going to go up in 30 seconds.
I've been shocked a few times, because I've done the same thing that Tomash is doing. Not with fans.
You?
Yeah, I cut off a cord from an iron, and I had a portable recorder, tape recorder. It didn't have a plug. It just had a battery compartment.
Uh-huh.
And I put those two into the battery compartment to try to see if that worked.
Oh my God! The
plugged it in. It shocked. That didn't shock me. That just turned off the power to my whole house.
Oh my God!
You're worse than Tomas.
And I did take apart a TV once. The back of it was still plugged in. I was an idiot. I was a little kid, and I was fiddling around, and that's when I shocked myself. So
yeah,
I've done a couple things. Like that.
My mom took an extension cord and she had plugged something into it. And when she removed it, she ripped out the prongs. So on the end of the extension cord, there's just two prongs sticking out. And she just continued to use this extension cord.
Oh, my God. That's dangerous.
I'm behind her couch one day trying to plug in a lamp, and I feel the extension cord, and I'm, like, pulling on. I'm trying to get the end. And I touch both prongs.
Yeah.
And it goes – I mean, it was a major shock through my entire body, screaming, yelling, I believe maybe burn marks. And I was never more pissed off at my mom in my entire life.
She's left
them there. It's almost like she was trying to murder me. I thought I'd never been more mad until a year later, I go over to her house and I do the same exact thing because she didn't throw away that extension cord. She just continued to use it. So yeah, if Tomash touches those two things, I don't know if you'll die, but I mean, it's going to be super painful.
Oh, I think that'll kill you.
It could.
It'd kill you.
I mean, I touched the two prongs, which is directly touching an outlet.
It depends whether it like shocks you back are you like stuck to it, because electricity will like make you stick
your muscles
there.
Tense
contract
up.
Yeah. Right. yeah.
David in Binghamton, New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, David.
How's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, that's only 110 volt, and if the wires did touch each other, it would trip the breaker. I work with them all the 110 all the time, and a few times I've gotten myself, because I don't always turn the breaker off before I service an outlet. But, you know, and the rubber boot thing, you know, that really doesn't do much for you when you're working on something like that.
Yeah, I would assume if rubber boots protected you, no one would ever be electrocuted in the history of the world, because you just wear shoes.
They
got to
be thick-ass rubber boots. These aren't your normal rubber boots.
Older electric, they had three wires. You know, you had your ground and then your other two, which was your power and your neutral. But, you know, now stuff we have is all double insulated, so a lot of things don't even require the ground anymore. So that kind of throws the myth of rubber boots right out the window in itself.
There you go. I don't know anything about electricity. Like, B2's dad is an electrician.
And he's always telling me, you know, you got the 15 amp this that way over, you know, current. I don't know anything about electricity. I know nothing about electricity.
Electricity is magic. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it happens. I'm happy it exists, but I have no idea how it works.
Yeah, you'd think out of all the years that they would, going to school as a kid, they would have done a good job of explaining this stuff.
I remember learning about electricity. I don't remember.
Explain how it works.
I remember we got AC, we got DC. You got the ground, you got the positive, the negative. You got ohms.
So what's the difference between alternating current and direct current?
Okay, so Edison loved AC. Now you got your Nikola Tesla, he loved DC.
Uh-huh.
Now DC was going to be a pretty cool power that we were going to have. He's going to set up coils around the world. Uh-huh. And you wouldn't actually have to plug anything in. If you're within the current, you're just there, you'd be able to everything just works.
Well, why wouldn't we have that?
I'll tell you why. Edison went out of his way and brought a cow next to his Tesla coil to show how dangerous it could be. And he kind of fudged the numbers.
What happened to the cow?
Murdering cows, saying, look at Tesla's terrible invention. And at that exact time, Edison had a contract to do the World's Fair of 1892 in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was able to get all of his light bulbs. That was the first time anybody saw electricity. It was 1892 might be off. I actually might be making all of this up. But it sounds pretty real,
right? It really
right?
sounds good.
And I think I'm kind of right, and I might actually have who had AC or DC. But I remember Edison murdering cows to prove how dangerous this other guy's electricity was.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, if it wasn't, if DC power, you could just you didn't have to plug anything in and just... your TV worked just anywhere you put it in the room. Don't you think someone over the past 100+ years would have realized, oh no, that actually is safe.
Nah,
and we're going to implement that.
You're going to go up
and then we never have to plug anything in.
You're going
to
go up against up against big electricity? Absolutely not. No, we're already set in our ways. We have the power. It's already set up now for
the
this version. We've got the grid. You can't just change that.
Uh huh.
I have a question, Charlie. Yes. You said Thomas Edison invented which current?
AC.
No, Nikola Tesla pioneered the AC current. Thomas Edison pioneered the DC current.
That's right.
And they two fought to see which others was better.
But he did say.
But you said Edison invented the AC, but it was Nikola Tesla that invented AC current.
I might have it backwards.
Yeah.
Then if Edison was DC and he was murdering cows, how'd we end up on AC then?
Well, then AC's the one floating around. One was floating around the sky and it was cool. It was like a Wi-Fi signal, but for electricity. Like, you'd want to turn
Why wouldn't we have that
because
now?
Because you turn your TV on, a lightning bolt would strike your TV and it just made people uncomfortable.
The lightning bolt would strike your TV?
Yeah, you'd turn it on, it would strike your house or whatever, and then that zaps your TV on. Cool. But if you get in the way of that, you're going to be like the cow. I believe is how it works.
I think Charlie might be a little bit confused about his story.
Edison was a real jerk. That's been proven.
Why?
Well, especially in the movie company, the movie things too. He ran, the movie business used to be in New York area where Edison is, and he ran that whole thing. That's why people went to California to start the movie business, because to get away from Edison, because he owned all the theaters. He had total control of everything. He stole people's inventions. He was not a good guy.
Hmm.
Yeah, like he didn't invent the light bulb, I don't think. I think somebody else did.
And he just ripped it off?
His assistant, yeah.
Yes.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Chocolate Charlie, it was an elephant. It wasn't a cow, okay? Go sit down and pee.
There you go.
Mr. Electricity.
Electric is not that tough. Electric is not that tough. You got a white, you got a black, you got a bare one. It's a ground. It's not that tough.
But that doesn't explain how it works. You got a white wire, a black wire.
Done deal.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you need to know. Yeah, okay.
White wire goes to the silver side, the black wire goes to the gold side, the ground goes to the other screw.
Okay, and how does that work? That doesn't mean anything.
Show up.
How does it work? How does it turn, like, how does a waterfall turn into electricity? I don't understand.
There's turbines that makes generators that produce power.
Yeah, Charlie. That's how it works. Don't be an idiot.
Henceforth, the New York Fair was up at Buffalo because they had a great big, because Tesla put a great big turbine set up there to work that. And he actually worked for Edison for a little bit, and then Edison screwed him over for patents on that, on what he had going on, so he would not, so that everybody would have DC power.
Uh-huh.
The guy that shot McKinley was actually electrocuted with DC power.
All right, there you go. A little bit of knowledge for you. Thank you, John. Still don't understand how it all works. I got black wire and white wire. There you go.
The black one goes on the
gold and the
silver. Black one goes on the white.
Oh, I see. Whatever.
And that's your ohms.
And
then the other one's your watts. And then the ground.
Where does your amperage come in?
Well, that's the ground wire.
Okay.
And then the volts comes from the amount, how big the waterfall is. Please call NADS if I'm wrong.
God, I hate you.
We will be right back with the shizzy, the news on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover's Morning Glory. They've been verbally assaulting the population for years.
But their time is up.
Join the movement. You are not alone.
Me too.
Me too.
You are hashtag RMG2.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
A few hours ago, I said I have so many stories, so much going on in the news. Here's an example. A couple is suing Lifetime because of one of their Christmas movies that they aired. I'll tell you that story. One actor is trying to get closer to God through a diet. Who's the actor? What's the diet? I'll tell you that story. And do you think that if you chew on your coat, that can get you out of a DUI?
Chew on your coat?
Tell me more.
Stay tuned.
Jeff in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jeff.
I just wanted to get an update on Dougie's Bitcoin.
All right, Dougie bought Bitcoin. She's bought Bitcoin twice. Once she bought it when it was at $19,000.
I bought a skosh of Bitcoin.
Yeah,
like a little peanut.
Yeah, you bought a percentage of a Bitcoin. But the fact of the matter was that the Bitcoin
cost
her
was.
Bitcoin, the value was $19,000.
Yes.
She bought in at $19,000. Lost her ass on that. Then, about a month ago, she bought one whole Bitcoin.
Longer than that. It was...
right before break, I'd say.
No,
yeah.
Two months maybe
ago.
Maybe November.
Okay. All right, okay. Whatever. Yeah. That's inconsequential. You bought one whole Bitcoin. What was the price?
$4,800, I'll say.
So you paid $4,800 for one Bitcoin.
I had been watching it. It was hovering 8,000 for a long time. And I had, if it goes under $5,000, we got to go in. Got to buy it.
Yes. Under five, I'm buying it today. You in? Anybody in?
Yeah, nobody was in.
No,
it kept going under.
Waste the money, douche. I go, don't do it.
Yeah.
She goes, nah, shut up.
So I did $4,800, sold, bought it.
And what is it worth today?
I don't know, because I sold it.
You sold it?
So it was going, I had canker sores. I was sick to my stomach. I'm like, there goes all that money thrown down. So I set an alert, Charlie, a long time ago, because you can set an alert. So when it goes back up or it goes down or whatever, it was down to like 20 some hundred.
Oh, so you sold it to low?
No, I didn't sell it then. I put an alert when it goes above 4,000.
Yeah.
So I think it was 4107.
Oh my God, you're an idiot.
You lost $700.
Basically threw $700 away after I told you not to do it.
And now it's back down.
Now it's 3,600.
It's below four. It's what?
3,600.
Snitz, whatever happened to, remember Snitz? He was the Bitcoin genius. And
no,
he
not
was,
Bitcoin. Really,
he
it's
was
Ethereum.
And every year at the certain time, it always
Christmas.
Went up.
Christmas.
Go
this
up.
Year,
that's just the
January.
Way it is.
You can set your watch to it every single December.
What happens?
Very volatile. Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I have my stuff in Bitcoin and other things, but I haven't really done anything with it.
Well, and we're actually coming up on the biggest time of all time, Chinese New Year, February 5th.
Okay.
That's when it's going to spike.
Is
that's
it?
When you sell.
All right.
Douchey sold before.
I got, you know, I tell you, I got so nervous. I'm like, ah. So it's okay. I took a loss.
It's probably good that you just only lost $700. Yeah. You could have lost even more than that.
Well, I swear to God, I was freaking out. And then I sent Charlie an article about something and he didn't reply to me. I'm like, do I sell? What do I do? No one's talking. I'm just like, oh my God. So I'm like, just chill out. Wait until it goes back up.
How annoying is it to get emails from Douji? What should I do about Bitcoin and sending you articles and stuff?
I don't remember. I don't remember getting this. I seriously. Half the stuff she sends is just weird stuff like that about stuff that does not affect me in the least.
You're her Bitcoin advisor.
But I don't, I'm not invested.
You've made no money in Bitcoin. Yes,
I've lost. I lost money. I bought in December 2 of last year. And just going straight down and just watching it.
So you bought in when it was at 19,000?
Mine was 15.
15,000. And have you ever sold?
No, I'm never going. I'm either going to watch it go to zero.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm going to watch it go back to the moon. And then that's when I'm going to sell.
What if it just hovers at where it is right now?
I'll keep waiting.
You ride it out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, at this point, because it's so much. I mean, the percentage that I lost was 75%. I don't want to. As soon as I sell it, then I've actually lost it money. Right now, we don't know. The market's volatile, man. Mind. It might go back up.
You're right. Uh-huh. No,
you feel
you're
bad,
right.
Dude? $700 out?
No, because I put that money.
Well, you should. Because
that's a lot
she
of money.
She told me. She tried to tell you. You know how she came in? She got me sick last week.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget it.
So she tried to tell me that she wasn't really sick. It was all just because she spent the night at a hotel or something, and the fan was blowing, and it dried her out, and she wasn't really sick. It was just
a head thing from the dry room and from the fan. And let me
first
clarify.
Of all, let me just tell you right now, you're absolutely wrong about that. You mm-hmm. weren't just dried out from a fan. You were sick.
Did
she
something.
Was carrying
no, it
around
wasn't. I
a
was
big
totally,
bag.
No.
Of flu medication and stuff.
For
so
days.
Let me go back to Dieter.
Hold on. So then she goes, oh, I had to go. I bought humidifiers for the house. I'm fine now. I said, I told you a long time ago, put a whole house humidifier in. You put this thing right by your furnace, and all the air that blasts out of your furnace goes through this humidifier.
So expensive.
She goes, I can't afford that.
That's expensive.
Now, she just literally threw $700 down the drain and got nothing out of it other than a headache.
A headache,
yes. You could have taken that same $700 and put a whole house humidifier in.
And look, I take that back. I do. Am I upset I lost $700? Absolutely. But what I could have lost, the $3,000-$4,000 more, like that would have been... Oh my gosh. So the fact that I still was able to put money back into savings and I'm out $700, that's a better feeling.
What a way
than...
to look at it. What
no,
an
I mean,
optimistic way.
When
what?
It was down
I'm
to
happy
like
$2,200. I could have lost $5,000.
$2,200? Oh, I'm not cut out for this stock market crap.
Yeah, please get out.
I would be
please
horrible.
Be done with it.
Yeah.
So if it goes back down to $2,000, maybe I'll.
Are you, oh, you'll jump back in?
Oh my
Perfect.
God.
Oh, I was
Snitch,
stressed.
are you waiting for Chinese New Year? Is that what you think is going to spike the Bitcoin market?
No, the belief is you don't lose money until you sell. So I haven't really lost anything yet. So
that's a good way of thinking.
Well, what
about
happened
it?
To the trend though? Remember, it was always going up every year in December, and it was what happened to that?
It probably will go up again. But I'm not
but
sure
not
when.
Next year, next Christmas, Rover. It's always next year.
He was
year.
So sure. That it was going to go up. This is about a year ago. He was telling, don't wait until December. Wait until it goes up every December.
Oh, he was so pumped. Right? Yeah, exactly a year ago.
You
he
were
just
too.
Bought.
We all were. We were all drinking the Kool-Aid.
He no, said his New Year's resolution was to make $1 million
my
last
math,
year.
I did my math a little wrong. I'm actually out $500.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. Slightly different.
Yeah, but Snitzer, like the whole year, it kept going down and down. He's like, don't worry. We still have December.
That's right.
We're all going to make money in December.
And it tanked in December.
It tanked.
It's definitely
So
difficult.
What's the explanation, Snitz?
Who knows, man? Nobody knows.
You're so
convincing.
I know.
I'm very like, confident.
I feel like I'm
and
missing
I'm
out.
Treating us like we didn't know what we were. Like, we're just idiots. Too old school, Rover. You're not with the crypto.
These nincompoops.
You're not with the blockchain. You don't know.
It's so much information and intelligence. And now it's like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I still buy. Whatever. I don't care.
Are you up or down total?
Well, I bought at 8. my bulk, I bought at 8.
I'm slightly up.
So I'm down. Oh. Yeah.
8,000.
Yeah.
But he's not really down 50% of his money because he hasn't sold yet, Dieter. That's the rationale.
Okay.
The investors in this group, me, Snetson, Charlie, that's how you have to think. You think, okay, so in my mind, the way that I defend my actions, I sold it at 41.
There's no defending your actions.
No,
you sold,
in my
you lost
mind,
$700. And even me, I'm aware I've lost the money. But I'm just
aware
gonna,
I lost it, but I feel pretty good.
You really did, because yours is gone. Maybe mine would come back. There's a half of 1% chance it might come back, if even that. Mm. I'm aware that it's gone. I've ruined myself.
Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Here to shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A quick one for you. Today, of course, is payday. I saw a picture on the news that says today's payday. Here's what a government official's paychecks look like. 0.00. Mm-hmm. Talking about money. So we're in day 21 for those that are working of the partial government shutdown, not getting paid. A lot of people are obviously still very upset with no outcome, and it doesn't look like anything's going to get answered anytime soon, so we'll just sit back and watch about the government shutdown.
This is really silly that they even had a government shutdown to begin with. There was no reason for this.
Yes.
It's. I feel bad for these people. I have $0 paychecks.
Yep. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department issued a warrant for a DNA sample from soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. An alleged sexual assault victim provided to police her DNA-stained dress as evidence, and Vegas detectives want to compare it with a soccer star's DNA. So back in 2009, Catherine Mayorga accused Ronaldo of rape. This was in a Vegas penthouse. So she reported the assault the same day. She sought a hospital examination, but she settled out of court. Her lawyers say that Ronaldo's, quote, fixers negotiated a payment just under $400,000
okay,
to keep her quiet.
Here's the thing.
If
she
you take
took
that
the
money,
settlement. Give the money back.
She recently.
Where's the money?
Well, she's recently changed her mind. She has now started to speak
change
out.
Your mind.
She shared
I love
the,
that. Imagine if this company, they give me a contract and they go, Rover, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars every year for the next 5 years. Then I come into work. And then they go, you know what? We changed our mind. We're going to pay you half that. I just, oh, okay, yeah, that's the way it works. No, she signed an agreement. She took the $400,000. Now you want to come out of the woodwork 10 years later and go, you know what? I changed my mind. No, he raped me. I want to press charges now. That is.
She's filed a new suit
terrible.
Demanding that their settlement be avoided and justice be served to Ronaldo.
Well, do you give back the money?
Well, you would have to. I don't see that in this part of the story, but you would have to give back the money.
I guarantee that's
no?
gone.
Yeah.
And she kept the dress from 10 years ago, the stained dress that they're testing. Are you kidding me? So for 10 years, where's this dress? In her closet?
Yeah.
In a bag?
Yeah.
I'm sure the DNA will match Ronaldo. Yeah.
He had sex with him.
He
admitted he had sex with her, but she was into it. They had anal sex, he said, but she was into it.
Well, we talked about this a month or two ago when these claims first came out. Isn't this the one where he gave her anal in the bathroom or something? Or I forget exactly.
I don't know
exactly
the bathroom, but he says, yeah, she wanted it. Consent.
Yeah, I don't.
So if I consent, why am I going to the hospital?
Because she, the next day, realized that she had sex with a multimillionaire, and she wanted a piece of that pie. I think he probably threw her out. Get out of here, you whore.
Yeah, blew her off after. They get pissed. He's like, get out. Doesn't call her.
But the regardless, the fact of the matter is she settled and said, I'm not going to press any charges. I'm not going to pursue this matter any further. I'm going to take $400,000 of yours, and I'm never going to bring it up again. Then she brings it up. She goes and she talks to the media a couple months ago. Oh, yeah, this happened to me. That voids your $400,000. Give the $400,000 back.
Right.
Now she wants to press charges against him 10 years after the fact. It's just, I was talking to that Gretchen Carlson yesterday. This is what I'm talking about when guys, they see stories, they go, wait a second. Now maybe Ronaldo did it. Maybe he anally raped her. I don't know. But she took $400,000.
375 in case anyone says Doogie's wrong. I said just under 400. I know.
Whatever. She took a lot of money. And
signed the non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
What's the point of that?
Right. And this is why guys look at it and they go, wow, I could really get screwed over someday.
In Pennsylvania, a 47-year-old woman named Jana Moshkat from Berwick, she was in court facing a DUI charge. Her attorney tried to get the case thrown out because the police report noted that Jana had been chewing on her coat before she took the breathalyzer test.
Mm-hmm.
So when you chew on the coat, the attorney says, there's chemicals in the coat, and that's what threw off the test.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Judge says, okay, totally get that. Could happen, maybe, I don't know. But the other thing is, she failed the other field sobriety tests. So if that would have been the only thing, I wonder if that would get you off. We don't know, because she failed A, B, C, and D.
If you have anything in your mouth,
like a penny,
that's
for
the
beer,
debate.
They always say.
It's always the debate.
Yeah, but anything that is in your mouth, you're not supposed to have anything in your mouth or eat or drink for like 30 minutes prior to doing a breath test. And if you do, it could invalidate those results. But if you're failing walking the line and doing all that kind of stuff, what's your explanation for that?
The judge is like, you're busted. There's more evidence to back up the fact that they said you had a DUI. Two more stories and then I'm done. Lifetime holiday movies. So I always talk about the Hallmark Channel and how they have the Christmas movies. Well, Lifetime was like, we got to get on this bandwagon because they make a lot of money. A lot of people watch it. So Lifetime started doing these Christmas movies. And they're supposed to be the uplifting and all that other crap. But one movie that aired back in November was a huge problem for one couple. Their names are Sedium and Catherine Allah. And here's how they say Lifetime helped ruin their Christmas, because these two took a photo with their kid to send out as Christmas cards. Many families do that, but somehow someone at Lifetime got a hold of it and they used it in a movie called Christmas Harmony. So in the scene, a woman wants to put that card and another one up on the fridge because she thinks they're festive, but her guy, her boyfriend, tells her not to because, quote, they're ugly. The Allahs say they were so embarrassed when friends and family started calling them to say, hey, you guys were in a movie, your Christmas card was what the woman was trying to put up.
Oh,
and they
that's
were called,
great.
You're ugly.
Oh, that's not great.
So, obviously, Lifetime didn't get their permission to use their likeness, their image. So they're suing for all the movie's profits.
Well, look, they might be able to sue. And I don't have a problem with them suing if that is indeed true. I don't think that gives you the right to get all the profits of the movie. That's just silly. Now, should you get something if they've used your picture without your permission? Absolutely.
Something.
Yeah, something. But you don't get all the money from the movie.
And finally, actor Chris Pratt. He's on a new diet, and it's a diet of biblical proportions, because he's revealed on his Instagram story that he started a fast that was inspired by an Old Testament prophet. He said, "Hi, Chris Pratt here. Day 3 of the Daniel fast. Check it out." So it's 21 days of prayer and fasting.
Right.
Now, you don't eat for 21 days?
The Daniel fast is based on the prophet's experiences in the Bible. It restricts the followers to fruit, vegetable, and unleavened breads for 3 weeks. I don't know what that kind of bread is.
You could live off of that, I guess. I thought there was no food for...
Yeah, just
weeks.
Like lemon water and spices.
Yep, they say that this is a powerful spiritual experience to help followers of Jesus Christ develop a more intimate relationship with their Lord. So Chris joked that the diet could have other effects, that he could start hallucinating. He's also getting ready to do a press junket, so he's thinning out, losing weight. He said, "I might be hallucinating when I do press for the movie Lego Movie 2.
Okay.
That's in a few weeks. There you go. That is the shizzy. You know who he's dating, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
So this guy was married to Anna Faris. They have a kid. They got divorced. And now it's rumors are out there that Chris Pratt is going to pop the question to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, Catherine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really hanging out a lot, and their whole family's getting together. Like, it's pretty serious between the two. They look really good together. So there you go. And they're both, they go to church every Sunday together. They're totally into this religion thing. That's the shizzy. on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The climate changing, the White House in disarray, Hollywood falling apart.
Not good.
Bring order to this chaos.
The only thing you can count on is Rover's Morning Glory. What's this world coming to? Now back to the show.
Trust, you know, like that Facebook portal thing. I saw a commercial for that. I go, I don't think I would get that. I don't know if I trust Facebook to have a camera in my house nonstop.
No. Facebook is just keeps lying too and getting caught.
Right.
Just nonstop, just going back and just having to testify in front of Congress over and over, and then in front of England too because of whatever they're doing. They just keep getting caught in lies.
What about Ring, which is the video doorbell that's now owned by Amazon?
Yeah, I want to get that.
You want to get that?
Yeah.
Charlie and I were just talking about that too, because I have Arlo, like he is Arlo, and we were just saying, should we be getting a different security system? And Ring was mentioned.
Yeah, because I saw it on Shark Tank like years ago. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. And now everybody seems to have it in the news when somebody's stealing a package off your door.
Yeah.
I'm like, I should get that.
Is Ring the same as Nest?
No, that's different.
That's different. Oh, okay. I thought they were the same company.
Can Ring go in? Can you have a camera inside your house, or is that strictly the outside of your house?
Oh, it's just
Ring
the front door.
Ring has any cameras that inside. Go inside. You know, it's just your doorbell. And, but.
Oh, then I wouldn't want that. I'd want a whole system to, like, work together.
So you can watch.
Oh, it says they have a whole product line of security cameras, video doorbells, lighting and alarm systems.
Huh. They, now an article has come out that said that back in 2016, the company granted a bunch of engineers in Ukraine access to a database that contained all of Ring customers' video histories, and it held every single video ever recorded by a Ring product the engineers had access to. Also, some engineers in the United States were allowed access to live feeds of customers' cameras so they could just watch your camera all the time, whenever they wanted. And they never notified customers of that.
That's a problem.
Just your front door?
Just your front door, right?
Okay, do you care if they have your front door?
Well,
no, Nat just said it has a whole line of things.
Well, this story, though, is that the whole line? Do they have cameras inside where they're watching? Because that's a problem.
I don't know. It says that their product lines include security cameras, video doorbells, blah, blah, blah. So I wouldn't want these guys being able to watch whenever they want. Even the doorbell. Do you want that?
No. You get a hooker, you bring her in the front door, a prostitute.
Yeah. Well, they say in this article, that's what they were doing. Employees would look at each other's videos, and then they would tease each other about, like, if they brought a date home Saturday night or something. On Monday morning, they'd be like, hey, we saw you bring a real heifer home Saturday night, you know?
You go hogging?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if I trust these companies with my information.
Well, you have
I'm not surprised by this whatsoever. Like, I kind of assumed that
they would allow.
No, but they can log.
So, wait a second. So, for instance, if you're okay with, if an employee works for Ring and you have a Ring camera or a Ring doorbell cam, and they go, I listen to Rover's Morning Glory every day on iHeartRadio. I wonder if he has, and they type in charlie@roverradio.com, which is your email address. And they go, oh, yeah, he does have a Ring account. Oh, let me watch his, let me tap into his live cameras right now. You're okay with that?
Absolutely not. But I assume that, of course, they can do that. You don't think that they can just, like my Google Home, they could just click a button and listen to everything I'm doing? Of course they can. I'm not surprised by any of this.
I hope they're not.
But of course they can. Of course the Arlo people have access to my camera. I'm not excited about it, but that's the system that that I have.
You hope they don't look at it,
yes,
and they don't turn on that, but you shouldn't be surprised.
I'm not surprised whatsoever that a bunch of engineers have access. They have to work out the kinks of this thing. They're going to have access to your cameras. They need field testing. They're going to be able to do it.
Well, you can do field testing without having access to every customer's video feeds.
Or they could do it real simply and just turn it on. Of course they can. Of course they can listen to me on the Alexa. Of course everything is listening to me all the time, watching. You know it's happening. I'm not surprised by it.
Are you okay with it?
No, I don't want it, but that's the system that I have to do. Unless I'm going to build my own security system with running a bunch of wires and stuff, no, I'm not going to do that. So I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Well, to me, it's concerning that these companies are doing stuff like this. My mom sent me a text message last night. She goes, hey, let's send in our DNA to 23andMe. I go, no, absolutely not. What the hell? What the hell's wrong with you? Why would I do that?
That tells you what your...
I don't know what it tells
genetic makeup.
You. Yeah.
But you see a guy in the news just got caught because his like half-sister did that, and then it came back to him. He killed somebody 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was a disc jockey.
Right.
A DJ. And was
PA.
It Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And he killed a teacher back in, I think, like 1994 or something. I don't know why he killed her. Didn't say. And now he was just arrested because they matched the DNA years after the fact. And I told my mom, I go, no, I don't want to send my DNA in to 23andMe. Why would I give them free access to
you're gonna kill
what
someone?
Is potentially, well, not only that, but what is potentially the most personal of information. When you give your DNA to these companies, they now know, are you predisposed to a particular condition? Do you have certain conditions?
I want to know. You don't want to know?
Well, I don't want them using that to then target me with ads.
Alzheimer's?
Or sell that information to, maybe your employer. Maybe your employers will say, hey, we're thinking about hiring Chocolate Charlie, and let me see what his DNA says about him, because our health insurance costs were a little high last year, and we don't need someone who's prone to X, Y, and Z.
You don't think they would do that?
Oh, no, of course I don't think that they would do that. Yes, Doogie, anyone would. That's the danger with these things.
My question is, how did they get... How did the police or anyone get that DNA from that woman that submitted to that website or to the DNA?
The guy's DNA?
Yeah, like how
the
did they?
DJ?
The police can just go and go, hey, we want access to your DNA database.
He was DJing at a school and he threw his gum out and he had to use water bottles. So once he left the room.
But that's after they matched him. So what they did was they look at the whole. Have the DNA from the crime in 1994.
Right. Okay.
They run that through their system. They get nothing. They
right.
go, let's go to 23andMe or some
they
other.
Just give it
they
up? Have access some to that
company.
Database.
Sure. They go, let's run it through all of this.
Oh, the no,
no way.
And then they go, here's someone who is not the exact match, but they're a 99.99999% match, which means they must be closely related to the perpetrator. And they go, who's that? They look and they go, it's a woman. So she must be, let's look at her relatives. And then they figure out, they narrow it down to this guy. They go, he lived in the area at the time the crime occurred. Let's collect a DNA sample from him. They follow him to a school. He throws out a water bottle. They collect the water bottle, test the DNA. Boom, got the guy.
So you're sure cops can just access the genealogy website's database? Of DNA?
Well, this one was, it wasn't 23andMe. It was another one that's operated out of Florida. I've seen this one in the news. And it's basically like an open source DNA database, I think.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, anyone can, they can access it. It's nuts, right?
No, because like Apple won't even give up their iPhone passcode to cops, even if it's a terrorist. So I kind of expect them to not just be handing stuff over to the police, like my DNA.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't trust any of these places. And
but it's to get bad guys.
I believe that 23andMe is that was started by the wife of one of the founders of Google. Now, doesn't that, what do you think they're going to do with that? Oh, we have the DNA on everyone in the country. We have advertising services in the other company. You don't think they're going to meld those two together?
Conflict.
Of course they are.
I mean, it's scary stuff, I'm telling you. And people are willingly giving their stuff away. Just like they do on Facebook. They give Facebook everything. They're letting Facebook know. I mean, Facebook knows. And the way, remember those hearings about 6 months ago where Zuckerberg goes up there.
Sitting on that booster seat?
He's sitting on his booster seat. And they start asking him questions. And he's, well, if people choose to share, that's not the issue. They collect way more than you know that they collect. They know where you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can then cross-reference that with other things. They've got a lot of info on you, tons of info. And and people give that stuff. They don't care.
Christmas
gifts. It's for free.
Mm-hmm. I have a family friend. They're like, oh, we all got 23andMe is Christmas gifts. We're all going to do it together. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I don't understand
what
why families...
What do you need to know that for? You know your family.
No, but I don't understand why...
You get surprised if you're like 10%, like, Duji African or something comes
up. Oh, okay, great. I mean, we all know that we're all mixed together, right? Yeah. I mean...
I would like to know. But why does the family all do it together? Wouldn't it all be exactly the same answer?
If one person did it, then everybody else...
Yeah, like if my brother did it and I did it, it would be the same exact answer.
True. Mm-hmm. If you have a half brother.
Michael, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Rover. This is Mike West. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. But my boss bought me that hereditary test, not the 23andMe. Same thing. It was a prick of a finger and a mouth swab. And I have a lot of free time when I'm working. And I read the fine print. It was like 13 pages. And they just straight up told you, we're going to give your information, your DNA to this company. This is a sister company of ours. This is our mother company.
Yeah.
And we're just going to distribute it freely.
Yeah. And once it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
And they know it's yours. And I don't care what kind of, they know it's you. Okay. So that will follow you the rest of your life.
I know it.
And any company, then, they can cross-reference. At some point in the future, 10 years, 20 years down the road, somebody may go, Michael is applying for a job or whatever, and they can cross-reference that with this DNA database.
But medically,
crazy.
If it can help you, you don't want to know.
With, like, disease?
Like heart disease.
In your family?
Yeah.
Say that again, what?
Medically, if it can help you.
Sure, as long, but I wouldn't give it to a for-profit company like that. I don't know.
What if work did it here and said, if you want the insurance discount every year, you have to do this test coming up for this following year.
I wouldn't do it.
For next year.
Yeah.
You want to get the discount then?
No, I know. That's okay. You want them to have all that info?
No, but
you want them to know you're going to get some disease in 10 years?
No, but the discount is big.
They may go, okay, sure. But also, so is the incentive for them to ice you before you come down with whatever condition they know you're going to end up getting. So that they don't
then.
Have to.
Can I sue if they ice me for that?
Good luck. You think they're going to admit to that? Aaron, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Rover. I just had a quick comment for you guys. You were talking about the DNA and if police have direct access to the records. And in fact, that case that you were referring to in Florida, what happened, what actually broke that case was there was a police officer who had DNA from the site or from the crime scene,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have, they didn't know who it belonged to, and they actually created a dummy account and sent it into the 23andMe or the Ancestry.com and sent the actual DNA in. And from there, they were able to find out who who your kind of DNA relatives were.
Right.
They actually connect you to people who have similar DNA, and that's how they were able to track down this guy. So it wasn't the most, I guess, upfront way of doing it. But that
still,
was...
do you want your DNA in that database?
So I actually did this.
Oh,
okay.
I guess that's the answer.
Always a woman.
Oh, stop
I did it. But I know, but a lot of people around me don't. Like, people said, oh, I would never, and, you know, my boyfriend, he doesn't like that. He's like, you know, they're saving your DNA and things like that. But I was really interested in, you know, my ancestry and my heritage. It's just, it's been very unclear for a lot of years.
And what did you find out that after you got your results back?
What did I find out? I found out that my... I have ancestors based all over the world, from Africa to Asia.
Well, we all do. That's Latin America. That's what I don't understand. Like, we all do. I mean, at some point back in the history, sure, I could send in my DNA and it's going to say, oh, yeah, you're 3% you know, Native American. Oh, wow. I can't believe it. Woo, 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 woo.
Are you in touch with your kind of, do you know your family tree though? There's
hell
kind of questions in mine. And that's what I was curious about was, you know, what was my great grandfather's nationality? And, you know, do you actually have connections to these other countries or perhaps family members in these other countries that you don't know about? So maybe the curiosity for me outweighed what could happen.
So you're part African American then.
Yeah, a little bit.
She fills that out on job applications now.
Yeah.
No. It's been great for her hiring. All right, thank you, Aaron.
I think the knowing aspect, too. Like, my mom's getting older, and so a couple months in November for Thanksgiving, I asked her questions and I recorded it because I don't know the history of my family.
Ask.
Well, I did, and I recorded it, and she's saying things, and I'm like, I never heard that before. Like, that's changed. I thought it was this. And so I don't know if my mom, like, if she's all there, if she's remembering things. And I just found all these old pictures of my mom's grandma and grandpa. Just, I would like to know, but I don't want the people to have
my... I just
my...
don't get why people are so fascinated. Like, I see these commercials for these DNA places, and it shows you, like, a pie chart. And it's like, you're 3% this, and 14% that, and 17%... whatever. Like, don't people assume that I mean, I would assume that I have all that mixture from, if you go back a couple hundred years, 500 years of your family, you're gonna
well, like, I'm 100%
1,000 years. I mean,
I'm 100% Italian.
No, you're not.
That's what, growing up,
would it show, like, that on the chart?
That's what my family has said.
100%
Italian. No, it's Sicilian, right?
Yes.
So that would...
Right, so
that's different.
But here's the thing: growing up, they're like, "Oh, you're Sicilian, 100%." Yeah. So now, if it comes back, I'm only 50%.
You're not even 50%, probably. It's obvious. I mean,
that's
I just don't get it.
Wouldn't you like to know?
But we do know already. Imbeciles like you believe you're 100% Sicilian.
Just saying.
And we know
Aren't
that you're
you
not.
100% Italian?
Yeah, but not Sicilian. That's...
No, you're not.
No, it's not 100%.
Oh, yeah, Dieter, 100% Italian.
I'm part.
Many Dieters in the mob.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, 100% Italian,
no,
my ass.
I didn't mean 100%.
You just said 100%.
No, I meant half. My mom was born in Italy. I missed
your
her.
Your mom was?
Yeah.
Where was your dad born?
Here.
I thought so it was your mom's dad that was in the Italian army for World War II, fighting for the wrong side.
Right.
Well, he had no choice.
Fighting along with the Nazis. What? No choice. He fought with the Nazis,
not the Nazis. Italian's different than the Nazis, Mussolini. Robert.
They were on the same side.
I know, but he wasn't next to Hitler.
Axis.
Yes, they were.
He wasn't in Germany. He was in Italy.
Mussolini was a bad dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not me, Schnitz. You make it seem like I was...
Wait, is Dieter German,
I'm
too?
For, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the double whammy.
Oh, yeah.
Nazis.
And Japanese.
Yeah.
Right, what else we make up?
We're not making that up. Right. You're German and Italian.
Right.
The two countries we fought in World War II.
You don't have any German in your body?
I do.
Italian?
Right, yeah.
I do, yeah. Yes. I'm sure I'm a mixture of God only knows what.
You wouldn't
want to
know?
No.
Like, oh, man, I'm related to the former king. You wouldn't want... That wouldn't be cool to you?
We're all related to each other at some point back in time.
No.
Yes, we are all tied to a common ancestry. It's
okay, Adam and Eve?
Weird.
You believe we're all related to Adam and Eve?
No, I don't believe
that.
Okay. But we all came from, the pool of people we started from was very, very small, millions of years ago.
Like two people.
No.
Yeah. Study just came out, so they came back.
Yeah, they had to cover themselves up with fig leaves and stuff. Once they ate the apple, they go, oh, I'm so embarrassed.
There's a snake talking to us.
Yeah.
That is what
yes, Jeffrey. What is it that you're hovering? Yeah, he does believe that.
Right.
The snake I know, and he's ratting.
Yeah, you believe that, right?
Right.
Do you
right.
not believe that?
There's a snake and there's an elephant. They're talking.
Do you not believe
oh,
that?
Yeah, of course.
God took a rib out of Adam, ripped it, just ripped it out of his body
to make Eve,
and then put it in the what? He put it in the dirt,
right?
And then just Eve the, came Eve up, just grew from the
right.
dirt, and then they're eating apples forever, and life was good.
They ate one rotten apple, yeah. and they're like, "Oh, I shouldn't have ate that."
Yes, Jeffrey.
I mean, you guys were sitting here talking about nationalities and whatnot. I mean, I'm part German.
What else?
French, Swiss, Bohemian, Slovak.
How do you know?
Canadian.
Yeah.
Bohemian. What is that? Well, where is that? Where do those people come
well,
from?
Okay. Let me try to break this down. Okay, my mom is mainly Swiss and German. My mom's mom was Swiss and German. My mom's dad was Bohemian German.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
What's the difference?
On my dad's side, my dad is French-Canadian. His dad was French-Canadian and Canadian-Indian. My dad's mom
Indian
was Slovak.
You have Indian in you?
Well, some Canadian-Indian.
I didn't know that.
So, what I'm saying is my dad's mom was Slovak because her parents came to this country from overseas and they got married here.
Where is Bohemia? Like, where is that? Is it, if you're Bohemian,
That's the way my nationality was explained to me.
So you're Bohemian German.
Oh, I'm a, like I said, I'm what you call a mutt because
well,
I'm a
where's,
mix.
Where's Bo? What makes you Bohemian?
That part I don't. I've never seen that on the DNA on the pie chart
in the commercials. You're 8% Bohemian.
They wrote a whole rhapsody about it.
Well, maybe. Well, yeah. Well, funny. But anyways, I'm mainly Swiss and German.
Are you getting Bavarian and Bohemian mixed up?
Like
no, Bohemian
that.
Is real.
Yes.
What?
What's Bohemian?
It's in Austria.
Is it?
Like in, I lost it. Somewhere over there.
Where?
In the Czech Republic.
Where? Where do you see that?
I just did a Wikipedia search.
Okay, let me look. I mean, you could be right, but I just have never...
My favorite donut is a Bohemian cream.
Those are pretty good. Right?
Jeffrey, what tribe are you?
That part, I don't know. I just know I got some Canadian in me, maybe about 1%.
Bohemia is the westernmost and largest historical region of the Czech lands in the present-day Czech Republic. In a broader meaning, it means the Czech territory. So you are Czech German? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds like it makes sense. I mean, so yeah, like I said, you can call me an Eastern European mutt.
Okay. I've just never heard anyone say that before. I'm Bohemian German. Have you guys ever heard that?
No, I thought Bohemian was like...
chicks that wear long skirts and burn incense.
Yeah,
gypsy.
Yeah, gypsy, yes. Gypsy. I don't want to say it because that's...
Oh, that's offensive.
That's problematic, Snitzer.
That is offensive, Snitzer.
My wife's in that. So
what,
fine.
Just because you know one, you're allowed to say it?
Yeah, sure. Married into it.
Your grandfathered in?
But what's the actual term for...
Gypsy is not a bad... term. I think gypsy is a bad term.
Gypsy is.
People gypsy's
like
a bad term.
People.
Yeah, traveler is what you're looking for, Spencer.
No. I don't
Romanian.
Think so. There's another.
Romanian is the proper term.
She's Hungarian, but that's fine.
Yeah, gypsy is a... is
a slur, it
is
says.
It is. It's a slur.
Yeah.
Getting gypped is...
That is a slur.
Yes, it is. See? But even just saying someone is a gypsy is a slur.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We have our last news of the day, the Shizzy, coming up in just a minute. If you're listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app as we continue. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Gallons of puke
came the glory.
I have the power!
This
is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll get to the shizzy in a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
I have an interesting way that might get rid of your cough. I think I would enjoy it. I'll tell you the story coming up next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Michael in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Yes, go ahead.
The what?
Yes, go ahead.
Why is it considered a slur to be a Jew?
I'm just telling you the fact of the matter. It's a not politically correct term to call someone a gypsy.
Well, I am a gypsy, and I don't see why would that be defensive to say that to anybody or anything like that.
We didn't invent the offensive rule. This is just offensive.
Yes.
Sorry.
For instance, Carol Silverman, a professor of anthropology at the University of Oregon, says it's an ethnic slur.
I would see it as a slur if you're one.
Well,
sorry, bro.
I'm just telling you the fact of the matter is...
You're supposed to be offended. I'm sorry nobody told you yet.
No, it's like being called a cracker a slur. Is that offensive?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a slur as well.
Oh, I don't find it offensive that...
We get that.
Okay.
It is what it is. That's our history. That's what we are. And I don't know why.
No, you're actually Romani is what you are. You're not gypsy. You're Romani. You came from India. You had to flee India 1,500 years ago.
Everybody didn't come from India.
Yes, all gypsies. That's where gypsies came from.
Not all gypsies came from.
Oh, come on. Now you're getting ridiculous. That's where gypsies came from.
I'm not getting ridiculous. I know exactly where I came from.
Where'd you come from?
I have answers.
Where'd you come from?
Germany.
Okay. Let me explain to you. Let me just read from Wikipedia about the Romani people. The Romani, known as gypsies, are Indo-Aryan, traditionally whatever, blah, blah, blah. They're mostly in Europe and the Americas. Where did they all come from? Well, they all came from a single group that left northwestern India 1,500 years ago. All of them came from northwestern India 1,500 years ago.
Not all of them.
No, that's where everybody comes from that part of the world eventually, and that's where your people came from.
How could the guy say not all of them come from there? No, I'm from the other group of gypsies. We got started down in South America or something. Yeah. No, they
actually gypsies do come in groups. It's called Vitsa.
Yes, and where did they originate? Where did all gypsies come from?
Each group comes from a different part of the world. Not all of them come from India.
No, they
Where'd you
all
read that, Rover?
Came on the webs on Wikipedia for gypsies, the Romani people.
It says they all came from one place, India.
Yes, came from a single group. A single group. In fact, they say that 70% of males belong to a single lineage. All going right back to there. So they all came from India. I know you don't like that explanation. You're like, oh, I don't know. Ooh, India. Yeah, I don't like that.
No, German sounds better.
Yeah, I like being a German gypsy. An Indian gypsy? I don't like that.
Because I know the history, and most of all that is a lie.
So where do you think you come from? I don't understand.
Germany.
Germany? You just popped up in Germany?
So what makes you a gypsy, then? What's the difference between you and a German?
It's the language. Okay. We have our own language, our own way of living.
So you're essentially a German that speaks a different language, is what you want to tell me.
That we don't speak German, we don't speak English. Well, we speak English, but...
How am I talking to you right now?
Yeah, we don't speak English.
I mean,
so wait, if I just spoke that language, then I would be a gypsy too, according to your rules?
Yes, if you live our lifestyle, our rules.
So if I learned Chinese, I would be Chinese?
Well, hey, if it fits the bill.
I'm just asking, if I learned to speak Chinese, if I learned Mandarin, I would then be Chinese.
Well, that's the way our life is.
Michael, I know you don't want to admit this. I know it pains you to come to the realization. But you're from India. That's it. Northwestern India.
From India.
Yes. And 1,500 years ago, they fled India and they went up into Europe. And some of them settled in Germany and some of them settled in France and some of them settled in Czechoslovakia or whatever the hell it is.
Got that?
Czechoslovakia. I don't know. Wherever.
Okay.
They settled all over there.
Okay.
They spread. Right? And maybe your family, they happened to settle in Germany.
He truly isn't really a gypsy. That's also possible, too, and you're just wrong and you're German.
Hmm.
Oh, he's off the line.
Oh, he's realizing it. He's calling his mom. Yeah.
He didn't want
it. We really Indian?
Yeah, that doesn't sound as cool as being German gypsies. Becky, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Becky.
Hi, Rover.
Hi.
Hey, Freddie. No, I was just calling only because this interests me, you know, the DNA and all that kind of stuff. Well, my uncle, he was a genealogist, and I found out that I was related to George Washington, James Madison, and Princess Di.
Wow.
All three? Yeah.
But all don't you three, think well, all of us are related to them? Like, seriously. I think
you have a lot of English in you, yes.
But I think you could take anyone. And you could test their DNA, or you could do a family tree back 500 years ago, and you go, oh, my God, Dieter, you're related to Abraham Lincoln.
Well, believe me, we did the tree because we did it old school because my uncle, like I say, was a genealogist. So he had all the books because he was into that. And so if you guys don't want to do any DNA kind of testing, do the homework, and you'll find out the people that you, where you did come from or your ancestors came from, instead of sending in your DNA. That's why it perked my interest when you guys were talking about DNA and stuff, because you can get all this information in a library.
Did you get any money when Princess Di died in that accident? Did she leave
of
you in the will?
Not.
Oh, okay.
No, of course not. My goodness.
All right.
No, but you know what the big claim to fame is?
What's
everybody it? Says they have Indian in them. They always say, you know, Indian, like the American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, I got Cherokee, I got this. And the Indians, it really ticks them off. Because you're either an Indian or you got, everybody wants to claim that they have Indian blood in them.
He just did. Jeffrey just did.
I'm a gypsy that was actually Native American. I'm a Jindian.
Oh.
And I came, and we started here. We didn't come from anywhere. We're Jindians. All right. Thank you, Becky. Doogie?
Yo.
Are you ready for the shizzy? Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Out of Tampa, Florida, a man died after he was decapitated by a helicopter blade.
Whoa, man. Dude, that's insane. Could you imagine?
No.
Did it cut his head clean off, like, right at the neck? Or do you think it, like, halfway through the... Like, how does this even happen? Give me the rundown on this.
I guess the incident occurred at the airport in Hernando County, and they say that they had to notify the family, but the victim was decapitated by the rotor. They say he died right then and there. I think he was doing some type of maintenance on it.
Yeah. Well, he chopped off his head. We rushed him to the hospital. He was pronounced dead 45 minutes
put
later.
Put his head on ice.
You just asked, did it come right off? Was it partial? Was it a nick? Died right there at the scene.
But still, what I'm asking is, how does that happen?
He was doing some type of maintenance work on the aircraft, it said.
Yeah, do you slip and you trip and your head just gets, fall into the blade and it cuts your head off?
They're calling it an interaction with it. They're investigating.
I love the way they have those technical terms that, like the military does that. They have all those terms for when they wipe out people, but they have these very cleansed words that they use to describe
like what?
That. Oh, I don't know.
Altercation?
No, not even. It's it's like neutralized.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it's even, they even have a cleaner way of saying it than that. And so he had a what? An interaction?
Interaction.
An interaction with the
marks.
Helicopter blades.
So he was doing maintenance on it. They're investigating. The blade was on. I don't know. Did he? I don't know.
Once it started up, possibly, and cut his head off.
Maybe they didn't know the guy was right there. Whoever starts up the blades?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't.
I wish we had a news person who would read the story and be able to tell us.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's brand new, so.
I'm reading exactly what's there. Okay. Not a lot of information because there is an investigation into that. So, face on you. You know, I don't do a lot of cruise stories for you, but it seems I read a lot of cruise stories, passenger cruise ships, and it seems like a lot of people get sick on these Royal Caribbean ships.
All these cruise ships. I don't think it has anything to do with the Royal Caribbean.
I just have to say that I see that threat in that.
No, I don't see Disney cruise.
I'm sure there's been that.
But you would see it all over the news. I mean, if you had a bunch of kids and families puking their brains out and crapping all over the place, it just here's yet another Royal Caribbean ship where 277 passengers and crew members aboard this Oasis ship, Oasis of the Seas, they were sick with the norovirus. So because of the illness, the ship had to return to Port Canaveral, Florida, a day earlier than expected. All the ship's guests will receive full refunds of their cruise fare that they paid.
Hmm. That sucks for the cruise line. Good for the people.
So this was last week, and that was the holiday, which is way more expensive. If you try to book a cruise at Christmas or New Year's, prices jump up. It's like, ah. So this is that time when prices are high.
Last week, I don't.
A lot of people were on vacation last week. Absolutely. Because it was New Year's Eve on Monday, Tuesday, so that's when people are out. So they had to return a little bit early, and they said that everyone's going to get their money back.
Here's 2 years ago. 100 people sick on a Disney cruise. Disney Wonder Cruise.
Never hears about that.
Is it the Wonder?
Yeah. Richard, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Rover. What happened with the helicopter incident was they were jump-starting the helicopter, and for some reason they said the whole helicopter tipped forward when they went to go start it and jump start it, and that's when the blade came down because it was tipped forward and chopped the guy's head off.
Gotcha.
If Douche would have read more than one sentence, I just read it this morning.
Hey, Douche.
It would have told what exactly.
The story that I got here does not say that. I've gone up and down the story.
Well, they okay. You know there are more than one.
This is the Daily Mail.
There's
Rover.
More than one,
this is the one
source of a story, right?
I read it on Yahoo News.
Oh, I don't
Yahoo's
do...
better.
Well, start Invest sending me.
Yahoo.
Start sending me
You're
Yahoo.
Welcome,
thanks, man.
Yes, in fact, here's officials say two men. She's like, dude, she's so bad at the news. They're still investigating. They don't know.
Right.
Officials say two men were using a power cart to jumpstart a helicopter when the helicopter suddenly jerked up and then came down. The sheriff's statement says the motion caused the main rotor blades to strike the man, Salvatore DC, in the head, killing him instantly. There you go.
That's gross. Jeff Bezos, of course, we've been talking about him and the story from the National Enquirer about him having an affair and doing the sex that were released and all of that. So it appears. So Jeff.
You haven't read any of the sexed messages that he.
Have you seen them?
Yeah, they're all over the news.
I guess.
No, aren't some like.
Boring?
I want to smell you. I want to wake up and drink coffee with you and read the paper. I go, this is sexting? This guy's a loser.
I want
it should be golden showers and I want to lick you.
I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk.
Aww. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. I am in love with you.
And then do you have the coffee? The next line after that was, let's wake up and drink coffee and read the paper together.
So he learned that the tablet.
That's right. Here's what you know what I want? I want to get a little drunk with you tonight. Not falling down, just a little drunk. I want to talk to you and plan with you. Listen and laugh. I basically want to be with you. Then I want to fall asleep with you and wake up tomorrow and read the paper with you and have coffee with you.
It's hot.
Aww, that's
douchey.
Sweet.
It's lame.
What's that adjective you use for stuff, douche?
Lit?
No, the other one with the G.
The G one.
What?
It's a three-letter word.
Oh, God. Godlike, we'll say. Shut up.
Mm.
So Bezos knew that all of this stuff was coming out in the National Enquirer. And apparently, he went to them and said, I'm going to give you money. I'd like to purchase the cover story. Please don't run it. and the National Enquirer rejected an extremely generous offer.
Yeah, they only do that for Donald Trump.
Yep.
They only keep the Trump stories in the vault, not the Bezos stories.
You totally called it. You totally called it. He went to them and said, here is a ass ton of money.
I wonder how much he offered.
I don't know. And they said, nope, we're good.
And if you had $170 billion, would you pay $1 billion to keep those text messages out of the paper? A billion.
I don't think so. That's a bad precedent. Then you're only going to be...
That's true.
You know, you're going to be giving away a billion here, a billion there. And someone tried emailing me yesterday. They go, oh, no, him and his wife were in a trial separation. He wasn't cheating on her.
I did see that as well.
That's sort of revisionist history because he was just photographed on Sunday with his wedding ring. He just went to the funeral of John McCain with his wife and photographed with the wedding ring. He's photographed with this chick just like at the Golden Globes, his mistress. He had a wedding ring on when he was with the... So he was separated from his wife?
And I read that.
You can wear a ring if you're separated because maybe you don't want everybody to know. Yep. The second you take that off, then it's in the news.
When they choose to announce that they're separated and going through a divorce...
I wear my ring some days. I don't wear it other days. So don't ever think, oh my God, Rover doesn't have his wedding ring on.
But that's convenient.
What's weird is if you guys are choosing to announce to the world that we're going to break up... which is your right to do, so that's why he doesn't want to get questions with the wedding ring gone. Why are you taking your mistress to the Golden Globes? That didn't make sense.
Well, I don't... Did he take her?
Yeah, did he take her there?
Yeah, I saw that they were out Sunday.
Right, they were photographed together, but did they arrive together? Did he take her as his date?
No, I think everyone would have been like, what the hell? That was before the announcement. And I bet he's pushing a story to other newspapers, because I read a story, too, that like, oh... The wife already knew about this chick, and like it's been known for a long time.
I saw that too.
But I think he's probably just pushing a different story out there.
Yeah, that's his PR people.
Yeah.
Trying to make it sound not so bad.
Great news as we're heading into the cold and flu season. According to a professor and expert in cough and respiratory medicine by the name of Alan Morris, chocolate soothes coughs better than prescription cough syrup. My neighbor has had a cough since December 19th. I had her kid over, and she goes, I'm at the urgent.
This is the source.
That's right. Patient zero.
No,
we determined this is how we got
sick.
It.
Yep. December 19th.
I have not seen her. But
really? That's exactly the time
the
you got sick.
The kid came over.
December 19th, she's been coughing. She was in urgent care Wednesday night.
Sick.
And then your daughter gets sick. Then you get sick.
We have not seen them.
Right.
It's not like
but
we're
Rover,
hanging out with her.
When you got sick a day after you came into work and I was coughing my lung up. Yeah, it wasn't me. Okay.
What an idiot.
No one else is sick. We haven't seen them. I'm not like...
You were sick. You got Rover sick.
I didn't see them to get sick by them.
December 19th.
Yeah. I didn't see them.
You saw them.
Did your daughter see them?
Two nights ago.
Wait, how would you know the December 19th
She
date?
Told me I'm in urgent care. I've had this cough. I can't shake this cough. Well, what she should have done instead of getting the cough
how
syrup.
How did she tell you this? In person?
I have a text message. You want to read it?
Okay. I'm just wondering. Did you see her December 19th?
No.
Or the whole month?
No, because they go out of town. Anyway. God,
eat chocolate.
Eat chocolate. Eat chocolate. What the hell? All right. So I know he's... keep doing a lot of Soprano stories, but Dieter sent this over, so it's pretty good. So Sopranos
fans, I've been watching the Sopranos. Yeah. I swear to you, here's what happened yesterday. So I'm on my way home from work, and B2, I call her up. She goes, what do you want for dinner? I go,
a little cannoli.
I go,
gabagool.
baked ziti.
She's like, oh, nice.
She goes, baked ziti? She goes, she never made that before. She goes, baked ziti? Where are you getting that from? I go, Sopranos.
Yeah, baked ziti is good.
And so she had to go to the store, get the ingredients. We had baked ziti last night.
Oh, that's yummy. Was it good?
Yeah.
Oh, did she watch the Sopranos?
It's too violent.
Oh,
it's
God,
too bloody.
No.
Well, that's what I thought. I was just wondering.
Where
did they
watch
run
it?
Over some guy's head in like the last first, season?
The first episode, he just... Tony's running and chasing down a guy and murdering him in like a...
Oh, in the car?
In the car, right?
Mm. I don't think that's the first episode. Is that the first
I thought that's like the opening scene almost. They're like, he's running...
Him and Christopher.
With Christopher. They're chasing down somebody
a
that owes him money.
A lawyer or something. Yeah. That,
and they're like...
Oh, yeah.
Christopher was the best in that.
Yeah. I'm on season two now, and I watch it in bed... Like laying, because I've been sick, so I'm just laying in bed watching Sopranos, and she's not even in the room. She couldn't couldn't handle it.
So fans of the show have long debated what happened in that final scene. Did Tony Soprano die in the cliffhanger? The series, what happened? Did he die?
The diner.
Yes.
The diner. So a lot of people who, of course, played by the late James Gandolfini. So now, as the program is celebrating the 20th anniversary, the creator, David Chase, he has confirmed, yes, Tony Soprano did indeed die.
Well, die, but die from getting shot in the diner from the guy in the members only jacket?
Well, yeah. Because he said he was never going to
answer that.
He did, though.
He did.
He slipped and.
Yep, he said he'll never know. Previously, the show's creators have refrained from saying what really happened to Tony as viewers were literally left in the dark because the scene goes to black.
Right.
And we're like, what happened? That's it? That's all I got?
Yeah. It was a great ending.
The revelation,
I loved that ending.
I hated it. The revelation was just announced and everyone's going crazy with this. They're doing a really good job building up all of these stories.
I remember us coming on the air talking about
it. Oh, yes. So everybody did.
I remember that, Rover. Yeah. You hated it
I
at
did
first.
Not. Go back. I will... I'll bet you a billion dollars.
You came
dollars.
In the very next day and you're like, that was great.
Yeah.
It just went to black. No, we all thought, I thought my TV went out.
Nope.
My cable. And I go, what the hell? You go, I'm with you, Dieter.
Nope.
That was horrible.
No, I remember you saying, I thought my cable went out.
Everybody
I was so
said
pissed
that.
I threw the remote control at the TV.
Everybody thought that.
I said it was great. I'll bet you $1 million. Because you could go back. Yeah. What was the date that aired? The
when it ended?
Yeah.
2004? No.
No, it would have been like 2006, 2007.
2007 was June 10th, 2007.
All right, so if you find the show, June 11th,
yeah, that Monday.
2007, we could listen to that.
He had, so the guy in the members only jacket, so Chase said, yes, I had planned the death scene 2 years before. He had it, like, he knew exactly what he was going to do. And in one of the pictures in this story, you see the guy just looking back at Tony. So that was the deal.
What was the date that it aired?
June 10th, 2007. I don't have access to that.
I have... Oh, I'm in the wrong year. What the hell's wrong with me? It's so stupid.
Chase said that the original death scene
Yeah,
involved...
our shows only go back to here. They only go back to 2008.
Even James Gandolfini hated the ending when he first heard it. He goes, what the F? Yep. That's how the show's going to end after all the bullcrap I went through? Then he slept on it, and then he sat there and said, okay, that's actually perfect. Let's just end it
I know.
That way.
I told you. It's perfect.
But you can't. You didn't come in liking it, Rob. Nobody
What do you
did.
Want to bet? What do you want to bet?
You have the tapes?
I'll get the tapes. What do you want to bet?
No, because you can edit it, and you're going to be like, that was great. That sucked. It's going to be edited in.
Yeah, it'll be the nasally cough.
Yes, this voice from today.
I got to tell you guys something about the Sopranos finale. It was great.
Yeah.
No, we can place a bet, Dieter. What do you want to bet?
No, Robert, no. You work in this field. We have editing equipment all around here. You can do
alter.
Anything.
Yeah.
You can alter anything.
No, sit with Rover while he finds it then.
I'll pass.
No, you know how long it's going to take?
It won't take long at all.
Unless you pull it up right now.
All right. If I can pull it up maybe during the Friday leftovers maybe.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have access to that stuff?
CBS give you a one-time...
That was for
I have all that stuff. It's not on our server here.
Can you tap
it's
into
it? It's convenient. I'll get on Monday.
No, can't you tap into your system from here to home?
I don't know as if it's...
Can B2 go through your stuff? Can you tell her where to go on the files, on the system?
No. I don't even think it's... I'll have to look for it. Let me see here.
While you're looking for it real quick, let me just finish with this.
I think we only have... I don't think we have it here on these computers. Anyhow, go on.
Real quick, I'll end with this. Austin Powers star Vern Troyer. Obviously, we know this isn't breaking news. He's dead. But what's his estimated value when he died? His estate, we now know, was only valued at $140,000 at the time of his death. He was 49 years old.
No, that's not much, huh?
I feel bad. $140,000 was his estate value. There you go. That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We will tell you what is coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. DJs get waterboarded.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Whiskey waterboarding, here he goes.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Everything up here in just a moment. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus. Valtalica sent me a text message. Rover, I do remember you liked the ending of The Sopranos. I will make a bet with you, Dieter, whatever you want to bet.
Did you find it?
I have not found it. But I will bet you whatever. What do you want to bet, Peter? Is there anything you could?
No, Rover, because if you would have found it right there during the break, I'd be like, okay. But
so you think I'm going to be able to fake the whole thing, like your edit. Reaction to me saying that? Yes. It's all going to be
edit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, brilliant at editing.
Right. Down the road, you changed your mind. So if you find that episode where you're like, you know what, that was actually a great ending.
I guarantee you, the day after,
no,
I came
Rover.
In, what you do you want to bet?
You hate every movie.
What do you want to bet?
Every TV show. You hate everything, right?
What do you want to bet?
All of a sudden, you come in the next day, and you're like, that was great.
What
no
do you
ending.
Want to bet?
No, Rover.
What? You're so confident, Dieter. What do you want to
you
bet?
You can edit it. You can edit it down.
You would be able to tell if it's edited. I'll give you the whole show. You can have the whole show that day.
No. I don't even know the date. You can give me the wrong date.
We just said the date.
A gentleman's bet.
Uh-huh.
What's that mean?
That's what he always will say. If he knows he's going to lose it, he'll be like, oh. Let's just do it for pride's sake. I'll say I was wrong and you were right. I'll admit it.
All right. I will find that show over the weekend.
But don't you find it funny, dude, that he hates everything?
Everything.
But this next day he came in and goes, he's the one guy. All the critics hated it. Everybody hated it at first.
Everybody.
But Rover's like, that was good. That was great.
Charlie, will you email me that date just so I have that handy?
Yes.
All right. Trying to think of where that is. I even logged in at home, and it must be offline. It's not on any. It's not saved anywhere, those shows. It's got to be on a hard drive or something.
What's the date?
June 11th, 2007.
Which I'm guessing would have been a Sunday, right?
Monday.
June 10th was
June 10th is a Sunday.
It was a Sunday.
Yeah. Always heard on a Sunday. So Monday we came in.
Right. So I need to find June 11th.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, they do have a lot of episodes.
Damn. How many total?
86. Oh, but each season is like, you're right. It's a lot of episodes.
Well, that one, that Woods, the Forest season, like two from the end, so season six, the whole thing, he's in a coma. You remember that? It was like the longest.
Season six was part two parts, part one, part two. Part one, which is
garbage.
12 episodes, I think he's in the coma because he gets shot right in the beginning.
It's 12?
It's garbage.
I think.
Yeah.
But they needed that build up.
Part two is when he comes back, and then you're like, okay. Oh, okay.
I might start watching this again now.
Me too.
All right. What do we have coming up on the Friday Leftovers?
Remember that video? One of my favorite videos of all time. The guy that arched that perfect turd into the toilet.
Oh,
yes. All fours.
You thought it was fake.
Well, I've made a discovery. I found that guy's That guy's Instagram.
The guy?
Yeah.
The pooper?
And we have a lot more videos to go through.
Come on, I don't want
to
do poop.
A lot more stuff to look at.
Please, no more poop.
You're obsessed with poop. We don't want to see that.
You're the poop person.
I don't want to see the poop being shot.
We will see that on the Friday Leftovers.
I have at least six more videos.
Oh, what else on the Friday Leftovers?
Burt Kreischer got a bus. I have video of it. You want to see that?
Yes.
All right.
And a pole dancer gets a concussion. All that and more coming up on the Aftermath.
If you do not subscribe, the Leftovers. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, you can sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we do the Friday Leftovers. I recommend watching because we play a lot of videos during the Friday Leftovers. Sign up at roverradio.com right now, and we will see you there in just a few minutes. Nads, what do we have to give away?
Oh, you know what it is. You know what time it is. Caller 30, 1-866 Yo Rover. Win tickets to the Progressive Cleveland Boat Show, January 17th through the 21st at the IX Center. More than 450 boats on display from Ohio's top dealers, along with a variety of features and attractions to please the whole family. Tickets and details at clevelandboatshow.com. Caller 30.
All right, caller 30 right now, 866 Yo Rover. Good luck to you. We're going to be in Rochester coming up on the 25th for Rover's Holiday Hangover at the Main Street Armory with Young the Giant, Lovely the Band, Grandson, and the Interrupters. Everyone from the show will be there, and tickets are on sale now. Get them at all eight locations of End Vape, Smoke Shop, the House of Guitars, and thezone941.com. We will see you out there in just a couple weeks. What are we, 2 weeks away
from
now?
Tonight?
All right, 2 weeks away. We'll see you at Rover's Holiday Hangover in Rochester. We will be back live Monday morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.